what's popping, people? Here we go. It's Wednesday, like Friday. Probably like another day to you, because you're probably listening to this on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I wonder when most people are listening to this.
I think probably all over the place on holiday weekends. That's what I find, at least looking at the numbers.
To escape their family.
Yeah, I think they put up with as much as possible, and they save us for some eventual reward.
Why don't they turn us on during dinner, Thanksgiving dinner?
Is that compared to, like, watching football on your phone when you're on a date or something?
Exactly.
Well, you know, it could save you a lot of arguing, because there's so much conversation about people who are going to be fighting over the presidential election at their Thanksgiving dinner table, which, if it's really as bad that there needs to be a story on the Today Show and GMA and all the local news every day lately, it seems.
I don't think it's that big. I don't think it's that bad. Do you really?
I hope not. I mean,
there's God. There's always political arguments. I mean, it's a big joke about Thanksgiving dinner. Right? The drunk uncle?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to argue about that sort of thing in your family, I guess it's going to happen at that sort of thing. Thanksgiving, Christmas, yeah, whenever you get together.
Get together with booze.
But I think this election is so contentious. Don't most people know? Just let it go. Just forget about it for a day. Isn't it the best thing to do, really? Then argue about it?
Or just have a discussion and realize that they're still your family and friends. But that apparently doesn't happen anymore. I don't know why.
People seem unable not to either gloat or, you know, be on the verge of tears one way or the other. And I think, you know, both sides have really acted in a pathetic way in many cases. Not all.
I think the only political discussion over Thanksgiving should be how Barack Obama pardoned turkeys again. Is that one of the dumbest?
You know, what was really funny about that was I came
American
down
traditions.
While you were watching
pretty pathetic.
And you had noted that Sasha and Malia weren't there.
That was the big news story about the, you know, him pardoning the turkeys, is that Sasha and Malia are too cynical about it. So he had his two nephews, you know, Craig Robinson's kids.
Yeah.
So those two kids are a lot younger, so they were there.
Right. They would maybe be happy for the turkeys, but Sasha and Malia are at that phase where all that kind of stuff is just stupid.
He said they're over bad dad jokes and bad Thanksgiving Day puns, and then he unleashed a bunch of puns. I think he knows how stupid it is.
Yeah. I will say this, though, you know, we're getting a little off track here.
But I admit I can't wait for Trump to do it next year. That'll be pretty funny.
I really was looking to go in another direction here, but I can't seem to resist myself. I was watching the Medal of Honor thing with Obama.
Yeah.
She brought up Obama. I got to tell you, that was one of the cooler things I've seen, you know, when presidents do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, like with Reagan, you knew he didn't know any of the people, except maybe an older actor. Or the president just isn't quite hip enough to really get, you know, who a Bruce Springsteen is. Obama, it was very clear that he really liked these people, all of them. And it was a great group. I mean, as far as the Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor, or Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, the highest civilian award.
Right. I mean, that's really a giant honor. It's kind of like you show up for that. You don't say, oh, I'm on tour. So Springsteen was there. De Niro was there.
You had Jordan. I thought his speech about Jordan was pretty funny.
Yeah.
About being the Michael Jordan of
things. Neurosurgery. Yeah. Or, you know, Michael Jordan is the Michael Jordan of
Kareem
of talent.
Was there. Unconsolable Ellen DeGeneres just crying up a storm.
She was inconsolable.
Of course, Vin Scully, I'm just a broadcaster, was there.
You're right.
Getting hard.
Vin was the first one at the gate this morning. You know that. He's so fired up to get that honor. He's figuring out where to put it in his house. He's so pumped. Ellen, by the way, did you see she was denied access to the White House?
Why?
She didn't have her ID.
Did she just go, I'm Ellen?
She had to wait for an hour to get in.
Why didn't she have an ID on her?
Who knows? She doesn't ever carry a driver's license, apparently.
I know she's got a massively high Q rating, but you still have to carry your ID.
At the White House, yeah. You better do it. Am I missing somebody? Springsteen, Diana Ross?
Diana Ross.
I know.
The hair. No, I think those were the big ones, right? Bruce, you mentioned Bruce.
Who's the other actor? De Niro, there was another big actor.
Oh, Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Hanks.
Yes. Oh, I almost forgot why I wanted to bring this up. Because also honored with the Medal of Freedom were Bill and Melinda Gates.
Really? Melinda was?
Yes.
For all her charitable work?
I know I've brought this up before, and I hate to pound this because I know a lot of couples, of course, whatever one achieves, the other certainly deserves a lot of credit for their spouse, and we know they support them to the end of time. This is so apparent to anybody who's ever been in a relationship.
But
give me a fucking break when you call her one of the largest contributors to charity in the history of the world. In fact, the largest are Bill and Melinda Gates. Yeah. As if, what does she earn? He's earned something like $100 billion.
And she probably made, what, $150,000 working for him when she worked before she married him?
Approximately. So how much of her money did she give to charity? Did she really equal Bill?
Well, do you think Bill Gates would be Bill Gates without Melinda?
Yes.
And do you think Melinda Gates would be Melinda Gates without Bill?
No.
Of course.
Not this Melinda Gates.
Case closed.
I think it's bullshit.
Case closed.
That's like giving Patty Sciolfa one.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the difference?
Or Rita Wilson?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson?
Total bullshit. I mean, I think she should, in my opinion, when this shit happens, because they've been honored before. I mean, I've pissed and moaned about Melinda Gates many times. Why doesn't she say, if she's even nominated, no, I can't accept that. That's ridiculous for me to even be part of the nomination. This is his incredible work. He's the one who made these amazing discoveries in computers and set the world on its edge.
He's probably, do you think he's scared of her?
Fuck yeah, he must be. He must be.
It is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Of course. I'm sure that he probably, when this sort of stuff happens, he says, well, you know, you got to honor Melinda too. She's a part of this. And
I mean, if you want to hear from her, then don't. But I'm just telling you.
If it's just for me, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. But Melinda, you know, we could probably find some space in our schedule.
It's kind of like you guys were always talking about Mr. and Mrs. Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to that.
Jay makes an ugly point.
Yeah,
but a good one. And you know, it's funny. I know I'm getting old because I have a lot more, what's the word? Oh, I think a little more.
Get off my lawn.
A little more understanding, a little more.
Oh, you're more empathetic?
A little more empathy.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm not always happy with it. But, you know, I've read a lot about Gordie Howe, and he talks about his wife, he talked about his wife when he's alive so much. It was very clear that she was incredibly important to him as far as spouses go. So I cut a tiny bit of slack there. But no, she should not have been awarded some of the things, in my opinion.
Or signing some of the things.
No, she was. They did sign many things. In fact, there was much offered online that you could get signed by Mr. and Mrs. Hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, did we really need a Mrs. Hockey?
Well, once again, would you want Gordie Howe's autograph if it's just himself?
Yeah, of course.
Would you want her autograph?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Case closed. The same logic applies, right?
And we interviewed Mr. and Mrs. Hockey.
She was very nice.
She was.
Want her signing something that.
It was just that she talked a little more than we wanted her to. We really wanted to interview Gordy, and Mrs. Hockey was jumping in there quite a bit over Gordy. But you know. If you want, if it's a matter of getting both or one or none.
I don't remember Ted Lindsay ruining his wife.
No, I don't recall that either.
He was great when he came in, too. That's one of my favorite interviews.
Oh, God,
when
he's
he came
awesome.
In, he's the best.
Love that guy.
He's so funny.
So cool. He's like one of the guys.
I know, still.
He really is.
To the team captain, Steve Azerman, and all the Red Wings.
Did you see for that Presidential Medal of Freedom the mannequin challenge
there? Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, I did.
I thought it had jumped the shark when Hillary and her campaign did it on the plane.
Yes.
But it's got to be over now when all those people were blinking and moving while doing it.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, watch it again. Watch how many people blink.
Who are the people?
Celebrities that move.
Do you think just because they didn't give a shit?
I don't know. Maybe they just couldn't hold it long enough.
Because I saw all of the, I mean, even the actors, De Niro and Tom Hanks, and they're under a lot of pressure in a time like that. They have to do a better job than everybody else.
Jay, will you pull
acting
up?
Acting like they're a mannequin.
I know. And the mannequin challenge is, as far as internet memes go, it's one of the more, I guess it's, I don't know, it's okay, right? I don't have a problem with it.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not sure. Really? Why is it taking off like this?
Oh, this guy neat.
But to me, it always looks like people just standing still.
That's the point. They're supposed to be mannequins. Did you see there was a group?
Well, they don't look like mannequins to me. They look like people in the middle of a conversation.
Is this it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Drew. It's done now. Thanks to De Niro. First off, there's music playing in the background.
Okay, is this live? Are they actually?
Yeah, they're just okay. Standing still. That's the point. Ellen just blinked.
And this was for her, I think. I think she's the one that wanted to do this.
She posted it.
Is that Bill Gates?
And Melinda.
Lorne Michaels
that guy
was.
Just blinked.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross just looked down.
She actually smiling. She was breaking into a smile.
That lady just moved.
Yeah, she's taking a picture.
Isn't that terrible?
That was pretty bad.
So it's over.
It's over. It's done. Nobody has to do it anymore.
Amen.
Do you guys want to do one?
No, thanks. Well, maybe for fun. That might be funny to do
one.
Just
we should do one
dicks.
And purposely move in it, like do a real bad one on purpose.
That's the only interest.
Just do
I have.
Like I'll just stand here like this and just keep blinking.
Blinking wildly. You know, a lot of people like, for example, Howard Cosell or Katharine Hepburn when they had an MS late in life. Wouldn't that be so hard to do? Really fair.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox gets stuck in some mannequin deal.
He's probably done one. Right? Wouldn't you think he would have done one
already? I don't know.
What? You know?
Michael J. Fox?
You never know.
Oh, Obama trying to get the medal around Kareem. Yeah, he's really got to reach up there.
There was a mannequin challenge done by 8-year-olds, which was, or maybe they were 4-year-olds. It was really funny to watch because they, of course, cannot stand still.
No.
It was pretty hilarious.
That would be funny. So easy to distract, too.
A kid standing still is this. Moving their arms and looking around.
Hey, was it Kareem that became buddies with Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
On the diving show?
Kareem!
Funny.
Remember he yelled at, I gotta squeeze my butt! Splash. He's, we look like the number 10!
That was
Kareem
fun.
Was, I really like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I came to like him through his friendship with Louis Anderson.
He will write, pretty, I don't know, he speaks his mind. He'll write these op-eds for Time Magazine or whatever, and you can agree or disagree with him, but, the guy cares about what he cares about, doesn't take any credit. That HBO doc on him is fascinating.
Oh!
It's so good, and it's like 2 hours long.
I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm more intrigued by his high school days.
That's what I mean. Why
New York.
Why he picked L.A. for chicks. Well, chicks, and he wanted to get away from his parents. He wanted to explore, which it's kind of admirable.
And the fact that John really did not recruit him.
Not at all.
He more or less, he was afraid that if Kareem signed with UCLA that he would get no credit. I mean, it would all be, he got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Of course he won championships. Jeez.
And that's what happened.
Yep, exactly what happened.
And then it was later Walton.
So it was the anti-recruiting that recruited him because Jabbar said, God, it's like the only place that didn't put any pressure on me to come. They were just so chill.
That's what worked for him.
So, the breaking news today turned out to be that the merch store is open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only open until Monday night at midnight.
Yep, Cyber Monday.
So you better hurry because, as I mentioned on the Facebook post, they are breaking the mold. There is an arrangement with the logo maker, known as Logo Chick. She only will allow the use of the logo through Monday. We've been negotiating, doing our best to try and get this thing extended, but she's been very difficult so far. So I don't know.
Yikes.
So I don't know if we're going to be able to do this.
She might be making another logo, but not this one.
After Monday, I mean, it could be over. If you don't order one, good luck. Good. I don't know what I'm wishing you good luck at.
It's funny, though, because
you
say it like that, and your tone implies that maybe you're joking, but you're not joking. It does end at Monday.
It does end Monday.
At midnight, so it is all limited edition.
And it's DrewAndMikeStore.com.
Yep.
And there's the third thing, too. What was the three things on Joey's list? I could have the list here. That would help.
You hit them all. DrewMikeStore.com. Open now was the thing.
Okay.
Closes Monday at midnight. And it's one of those temporary stores. So once all the orders are in, then they'll ship. All the information's on there. But you'll get it in time by Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
And I already know what's going to happen. I think people are going to like the merchandise because mm-hmm. the shirts, it's like the shirt I've been wearing around, except the logo's smaller.
Yeah, the shirt's a little different, but yeah, it's a tri-blend shirt, but it's a nice shirt.
And then you've got the chick shirt, which is a V-neck.
And it's gray.
And yeah, it's gray. The men's is black. So I know the men are going to want the gray and the women are going to want the black. Mm-hmm. And they go, can I get the black one? I don't know. Maybe some new molds. Maybe something can be worked out with Logo Chick.
Are you implying there'll be another store?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying people are at work on this. High-level negotiations are taking place.
I will say what is sold on the temporary store right now most likely will not be sold again. Right?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Most likely. No, I think the moles, they're going to break, they're going to bust the hell out of those things.
Yeah. And you can't, once you break one, you can't make a new one.
No, you can't make a new one because it'll never be quite the same. Do we know who the models are, by the way?
Me. That's that guy's
me. Is that you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought I did a pretty good job.
You,
It's like all my practice doing the mannequin challenge really helped out because then I just stood still.
Did you not eat anything that day?
I ate a lot of salt, so I lost a lot of water.
Oh, okay.
That's my bracelet. Okay. I thought it looked pretty good. My beard's back.
I see. Oh. No, your beard. Oh, it's back since then.
Yeah. Well, no, he's got that guy. That's me. I got a beard in that picture.
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of a beard. True. I think
I look pretty good.
I think you're hanging here, too.
Oh, totally.
Hey.
Hanging brain.
Will. They're, the shirts, by the way, are nice. They're not cheap t-shirts. They're not the cheapo, the crummy ones that feel kind of like you're putting on a cannabis shirt?
No.
Have you ever worn a cannabis shirt, by the way?
Yeah, hemp.
Yeah.
Hemp shirt, yeah.
Cannabis shirt. They're really rough. It's like you're wearing a saddlebag or something. You know what I mean? I hate that feeling. This is nice material.
It's the tri-blend. So I've learned a lot about t-shirts.
I've learned more about t-shirts than I ever, ever intended to learn.
It's been quite the education.
Yeah. God, it's funny. I'm getting, as I'm looking at this, I'm having ideas as to how we could have made it better, like right now. Looking at, they're already up there, done, it's over. Isn't that ridiculous?
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Well, not usually with this kind of a thing.
Well, I mean, there's always changes people want to make. That's okay.
Well, we can make a new mold.
Yeah.
We're going to have to. These are gone. These are done. There's also a hoodie, a black hoodie with a little logo.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That hoodie looks sharp.
Yeah, it's not exactly black. Is it like a blend or something?
No, it's black.
It's black, right? Black?
Oh, it's black. It's also black, right?
Yeah, okay. Yes, it is black.
It's the unisex full-zip hooded sweatshirt.
You're looking good in that hoodie, Mark.
Yeah.
That is a nice hoodie.
Thank you. It was a long day of shooting.
Forgot that was you.
You know, it's really hard to stand still for that long.
And then the hat, the hat model didn't show up, so they just have the hat up there.
I couldn't take it anymore. I had to sit down.
Okay, I understand. But it's not a baseball hat. It's a stocking hat.
Yeah, well,
without the stocking.
It's 100% turbo spun, acrylic nilt, hypoallergenic. The tight knit, it really allows for easy embroidery, which we put the logo on. It's hand washable.
I didn't know you had studied up on this
hat so
much. I told you I
learned
a
lot about this stuff.
Jeez. That's, again, the logo's small, but you can see it. I mean, up close, you can certainly read the logo.
It's a little different logo for, I think it looks better or for that hat.
Yeah, the board podcast is a little bigger.
Yeah, and the is gone.
Okay.
But it needed to be that way. So that took about an hour and a half of going back and forth on the phone.
Yeah, we could probably do a whole show on just the merchandise
it's
business.
No, but I think, you know, we have four things up there, and it's,
No, I like it because
less is more.
Absolutely. I think it's crazy to have. And it's more work for the people and it's less profit for us. We're trying to make this as efficient as we possibly can so we can keep this podcast going, make some money. But the one thing that we would not do is overcharge for this stuff and have people go, hey, what are you trying to do here?
Mm-hmm.
So it was very important to keep the prices where they belong, not overpriced and not underpriced too, because we're trying to make this work.
Because there's shipping involved too, so which you know you don't get. But
so the t-shirts are $19.99, and I think the argument was it should be $19.99 or $22. There was a $2 discussion, and we opted to go the lower price, figuring
because of the shipping and taxes,
right? And then the hoodies are $35.
Yeah.
Which I think is fairly standard.
Yep. And I think that's a great price for a hoodie, personally.
Yeah. Really, definitely. And the caps, the hats are what, $14.99?
Yep.
$14.99.
Which, once again, another great price.
So there you go. Have fun. People are already ordering this stuff.
Ooh.
How many orders do we have so far?
144. Total orders for 211 items. And that's like in a matter of an hour. So that's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. That's phenomenal.
Oh. So keep it up. It's much appreciated.
Yes.
Appreciated. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And now you'll notice that when you go to the website, the mobile in particular, you will see two ways to help the show. And we certainly encourage you to go two for two. Bat a thousand.
We were talking too about making when we if we decide to make more molds, like putting little sayings.
Which is a huge if.
It's because it's a big undertaking. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if people have any ideas out there what they would want on a shirt. Flood Drew's email.
Please do. I'm all over it.
Yeah, or just post it on the. Maybe we'll make a Facebook posting or just we'll
do,
see.
Do you get much email to your box?
No, I don't, but that's probably because I don't check it that much and reply. Or I check it and people are mean, so I say delete.
Oh, people are mean.
People are so mean. Just know I see everything.
I mean, how many do you get, like in a week, how many emails would you probably get?
Oh, just a handful.
Okay.
Just a handful.
I'm not sure everybody knows that there are mailboxes for
probably
you, for
not.
Example.
Probably not.
It's just Mark at Drew and Mike Podcast. Trudy at Drew and Mike Podcast. I mean, I'm sure Trudy would have email if people knew that.
Usually when people send me email, it's they send it to you as well. If that makes
sense. Oh, okay.
Sense.
Oh, they CC me. Wow.
Yeah. Like the guy who wrote in about homemade Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah. I got that. I did. Maz is not the only person who's made Play-Doh at home.
No,
I don't
this
know
guy,
if I'd be bragging
guy,
about that.
This guy says, tell Maz and the guys that I have three children, I'm one of four siblings, and I've never made my own Play-Doh. Play-Doh sucks to begin with because my kids get their hands on it and grind it into the carpet. I'll never make my own Play-Doh because it's been banned from my house. That's what my mom did. That's why I never had Play-Doh growing up.
Play-Doh is a drag. I don't think you missed much.
This is a mess.
Well, after that discussion, I went home yesterday, and I walk in the door, and Charlotte's standing on her little stool, and her and Julie are doing something. I'm like, what are you doing? And Charlotte goes, try this. And then Julie starts laughing. She goes, don't try it. It's not food. And Charlotte goes, it's like food. And I go, I like froze my tracks. I go, are you guys making Play-Doh? Like, I thought that's what she'd doing, which would have been the most ironic thing ever. But it was some other arts and crafts thing. But it's...
Was Charlotte eating Play-Doh?
She tried to eat it, but it's basically just like salt. And then she wanted me to eat it.
Nice. Yeah. Did you try it?
Yeah, it was gross. I tried it to humor her.
I'm surprised that that Play-Doh would look even appetizing to a child. But I guess kids will put anything in their mouths.
Yeah, she's kind of... Well, I mean, it looked like you were cooking something, and she's just putting salt in a bunch of crap and mixing it up. But it was some like plaster.
Wait, she was salting her Play-Doh?
I just gave away some Christmas presents. I should stop talking.
Oh. Oh. Sheesh. Okay. I think we've covered the merchandise. DrewandMikeShop.com. DrewandMikeShop.com.
Or you can link to it from the website now.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the merchandise page. And, you know, it's all over
the place. There's a lot of discussion about what to call that button even on the website.
Yes, Mark demanded a change from store to merchandise.
Well, this is the kind of crap we do. The first question was, what do we put on the button? I said, well, it's store, five letters. It's nice, it's simple, it's small. And then I saw it, I'm like, it's too small. Because more letters. So
the button is big with a little word on there. The word looks silly. It looks very lonely.
Thank you. I can be very anal about that stuff. And other
I think it was a good call. And on the donating, by the way, which, you know, we are still seeking donations. You can donate monthly. People are doing that through PayPal, though, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Those of you with PayPal accounts? I can't believe how...
All goes through PayPal.
But we're setting it up so you can do it when you push our button. It'll be simple. You can opt for it when you push our button. You won't have to do anything special with your PayPal accounts. You showing off with your PayPal accounts. Just go ahead and show off all you want if you're helping the show. That's great. And, you know, I noticed we got a flurry of donations after the... last broadcast where I revealed that we had, I think, 4.5% of the audience has donated.
Oh.
4.3.
4.3. Okay.
And we're shooting for about, we were shooting for 15, and that may have been a little overzealous. Actually, if we do 10%, I think we'll do fine. But we do need some little, we do need some more help, and you guys have been great. Those that have, you send your comments and some donations, and people seem to be happily donating. If you're not happy about it, don't donate if you don't want to or you can't.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about money and bills?
And some people will email in and say, God, I would love to donate. We're just not, we're struggling or whatever, and that's fine. You know what? Your listening is more than enough. We're so happy that you're listening because that's the audience we can hopefully sell to advertisers and make it worthwhile. If you had to donate to be here, we would shrink our audience by quite a bit because a lot of people can't afford a luxury like paying for a radio show. So I understand. And then I think we got some one percenters in this audience too who try to make up for some of those who can't. We appreciate you studs too, you $500 donors.
And all you guys are pretty funny because I was reading the comments on the video you taped to announce the merchandise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there were quite a few comments.
Listeners are the best, the things they point out.
Oh, in my kitchen?
Yeah, well, there's things like, what a total sellout! let's see. Back door's ajar, because you have your door wide open.
It always is. It's always ajar.
Somebody wants a shovel. Let's see. Apparently on the site, too, it says fabric laundered to reduce shrinkage, which is kind of funny. That's a sweet knife set, Drew. You're like standing right off to your right.
Yes.
Camera left is your knife set, which
there's nothing wrong with it, by the way.
No, but I find it really funny that you actually have a knife set. It's not like you're doing a lot of cooking. I mean, when was the last time you chopped a vegetable?
What do I use the knife set for? Actually, you know what I use a knife set for?
Defense. it's an intruder.
My Nicorette gum is hard to get into, so I prick the Nicorette. Each little Nicorette square has to be.
You have a butcher knife for that.
So it's easy to get the Nicorette out. And what else do I use it for?
It's
not much.
It's a full knife set. It's
cutting
hilarious.
Up fried eggs for the dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just making fried little squares. Eggs. Yeah, I'll get the, what's that, the thing I get from Dunkin' Donuts? It's two eggs, bacon on a sandwich. So I take the bread off and just chop up the eggs. For Mags and Layla.
Good. Can you just crumble it? You need a knife.
I try to make it. They like it when it's cut up for them. They appreciate the effort.
Glad you have the knife set.
They get so pumped when they see me. When they see that knife set out, they know good things could be happening. Layla's jumping like crazy.
Well, I'm glad you. It's just funny. I never thought you'd have a knife set.
Whatever. You know what? Actually, one of Evan's friends was selling knife sets.
Oh, that's why?
Yes, that's why I have that knife set, I believe.
Okay. Oh.
So, you know what we should read is, I have to tape something to my front door right now. So, do you want to restart reading comments on the breaking news while I run up and tape this to the door?
The breaking news? Oh, like these comments?
Yeah, on our...
While you were doing
on
it?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
You know, Facebook.
Yeah, I can read them.
Got breaking news. There were like 62 sure. comments on there. They were very funny. That'll give you something to do while I do.
You could have been back by now.
I should have done. Sorry.
There was tons of irresponsible speculation because Joey had tweeted out or Facebooked out a little tease that we were going to have an announcement coming. So I want to go through those two because there's some pretty good irresponsible speculation. And right off the bat, Drew said, Mike Clark's coming back. Okay, he's not, which, of course, that tended to be, not surprisingly, the big irresponsible speculation. But here's some other comments when Drew did his little video up on Facebook. Facebook, by the way. Just go up there, Drew Mike Podcast. No, and just Drew Mike Podcast. And of course, Drew and Mike Podcast on Twitter. So, someone wants a photo of you, Jay, on a shirt. Just an outright photo, like an outline photo. Yeah. That'll sell. I mean, maybe if we can make a mold of it down the line.
That'll sell.
Fat guy discrimination. We need a 4X or 5X shirt. They're on there. You can get, I think you can get at least 3X.
Yeah, I think there's a 3X for sure.
And they'll stretch. A lot of fat shaming. Of Mags. And, you know, the setting ended up being perfect. She was like, oh, where are we filming set? It's like, just stand right there. But, of course, he's right between that stupid knife set and then it's the fat dog. Which, that dog is so fat. I hope Drew never hears this, but that dog is huge. I was thinking of him eating those eggs.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Drew listens to the episode.
Sometimes he does, though.
Once in a while.
That would have to stink. And then, of course, always, without failure, anytime there is a live Facebook video, someone has to point out that, hey, by the way, there's a light bulb out overhead. Oh, yeah, one of his track lightings has had a light bulb out forever. keep the symbol that size. Drew's wearing a shirt, which is kind of the mock-up of what we're selling. And I think the logo's too big, and we needed to shrink it down. It's better for the shirt anyway. I don't know, most nice medium, Drew, between a small and a medium. And of course, there's the stuff he probably doesn't want to hear, but about ragging on his hair. So
we remember, too, the comments that people can leave notes with the donations that
they make. Oh, yeah, those are hilarious. My favorite one is still save this money for when you call 1-800-MAKE-OUT with a guy.
Yeah.
That one's great.
And we got, of course, the penis emblem and 8 with a bunch of arrows.
Oh, 8 equals D?
Yeah.
Equals D.
Yeah, I'm just looking through a couple now. We got a penis in there.
Nice.
If you mention my full name during the podcast, I will increase my donations.
Mention it. Mention it and just call him out and see if he does it.
Colleen Willie.
Colleen. Hey, Colleen bought a shirt, too. That's what's funny. I can see everybody's name. It's kind of, it's an order, but...
Oh, so you can see what size they ordered, too?
Yeah. It doesn't mean it's for them, though, Jay. It could be a gift XXXL. It could be my gift. Speaking of 8 equals D in penises, there's a new story today. Do you remember the Buffalo Bills fans that threw the dildo onto the field?
Yeah, who could forget that?
Yeah, and wrote on it Tom Brady's dildo with a smiley face.
And remember the official. Yeah, the official just kind of kicked it out.
Wouldn't pick up the dildo. I'm going on to the dildo story. Jay brought up a penis, Drew.
Oh, he did.
So the official kicks aside. Brady was actually laughing at the fact that the official wouldn't even touch it. But there's an update on the story. They've actually found the guy who threw it.
What?
Yes. And you're not going to believe this, but they've been banned for life from the Buffalo Bills. Yes, they've been banned from Ralph Wilson Stadium, whatever stadium it is. They're not allowed to go there. And they had the vice president of operations gave a big press conference today talking about it. One of the first things he said is, luckily nobody was hurt. None of our players stepped on it and blew their knee out. And I'm sitting there going, all right, I know it's a foreign object on the field, but that's assuming that if you stepped on a dildo, you would automatically blow your knee out. Isn't that quite the overreaction?
Oh, horribly.
And then he followed it up by saying that the dildo throwers have been banned for life and hereforth will be labeled as dildo throwers. How ridiculous. The one thing the NFL needs right now, it's more dildos thrown on the field. It's more
small penis, huh?
It's more fun in the game. So sad.
Penis looks great.
It is one of my favorite videos of all time, the way it just comes bounding in. But thankfully.
What about all the people that filmed it? Are they in on the conspiracy?
Well, I wonder how they found the guy who threw it or the guys who threw it. But I guess there's enough cameras. But why are the Bills looking through everybody's camera to catch the dildo thrower?
I know. The guy.
Vengeful.
He should be given a couple of free tickets for an exhibition game next year or something. It's a funny thing. Look at all the laughs people got out of that.
You were out of the room when he said, luckily, nobody was hurt. None of our players stepped on it and blew their knee out.
Oh, please.
It's so presumptuous that you're going to blow your knee out by stepping on a rubber dildo. Right? And not only that, it would just roll and you'd fall down, right?
Good God.
Let's do that project. Drew, get one of your dildos and I'll have Jay step on it and see what
it's like. It'll take me 2 seconds to get to them.
Just take it out of your butt.
Actually, I got some down here. Oh, okay. You want that one? Really should put it through the dishwasher first, shouldn't I?
I remember we did that interview once when they made dishwasher safe.
Don't put the dildo near the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Or on the stairs.
Exactly. As the Bills pointed out, that's what could happen. Did you get to the breaking... Oh, Jesus.
Well, there's more breaking news?
A spill. Did you get the breaking Facebook news comments yet?
Yeah, I went through most of them.
Oh, okay.
They were all very complimentary to you and your house.
Oh, I meant the ones about the breaking news.
What one?
Not the video Joey made. Wait, I'll...
Oh, the irresponsible speculation. That
yes.
one?
Yes.
Yeah, I hinted at some of that. And I was saying how on your video you mentioned that Mike Clark's coming back.
Okay, you got all that.
As if that was the breaking news. I didn't go through the other ones.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah, there were a lot of comments. My God, there's like...
what did people... I mean, real guesses as to what they thought it was, or...
Not always real, no. Let's see. Where's the breaking news? Did he... Oh, here it is.
It's still on there.
There we go. 95 comments. My God.
What happened?
Okay. Jay's frantically searching for the breaking news with Mort Crimdrop. I can't believe how many people reference that, by the way.
Because it's so hilariously ridiculous.
It is, I know. But we did run it into the ground, no doubt, but that's a 105.1 thing.
Yeah.
So I always assume there's a lot less recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I have to go to work. Receive an investment? I can feel the electricity in the air. Mike Clark fell in a salad. Again.
Mm.
There
were a couple of comments like, what is this, the Pistons press conference? Because we were late. We didn't do it at night. And it's funny. Joe goes, hey, I never said it was at 3. I said around 3. Because he knows.
Good point.
He knows us well enough not to put, you know, an exact time on anything.
Come on, come on. Well, we're young. What is the Pistons press conference? There you go. They're going to launch the Charlie LaDuff show, and Drew will come in on Fridays. Back! It's 3:05. You're late.
No, announcing around.
They're announcing who is more than 7 inches.
This is the best one. Congrats on making your $7 million goal. Oh, and then right underneath that is the return of Mrs. Jastrozab.
That's fabulous.
There actually is some Jastrozabian news.
Wow.
Do you know what that is?
What's the Jastrozabian news?
I found her phone number.
Oh, I can't wait. Could we possibly hear that piercing voice one more time?
Yeah, I was going I was going through a pile of crap. There's my girl.
Trudy's going to be in Playboy. let's say they say 3. Let's start pulling how behind they get.
Aww.
Mark. Mark and Memorburia just in time for Black Friday. Very good. Eichelberger found the turkey.
Worst turkey.
They'll be announcing the San Francisco Jackson. I'll be allowing Butthole Plane will be opening a club in Detroit.
Gross.
There's more. We're not done yet. Isn't it amazing how many people will comment?
It's Mr. Methane's phone number.
Something simple like this. Are you coming back to a radio station like 101.1 WRF or 106.7 or Channel 955 to replace Mojo in the morning?
I don't think anybody's going to be replacing Mojo anytime soon.
Mojo's doing just fine.
Yeah.
100.3 to WNIC. Jay Towers is doing fine, so I hear.
Yeah, he's got a new co-host.
Oh, that's right, Allison.
Yeah, who got blown out by Blaine.
96.3. Yeah, that was a blowout. 760 WJR 105.1, because I really don't like the new format of 105.1. Can't wait. Becoming a sports podcast, LOL. Hopefully Mort Crim will be delivering the news. A remote broadcast, no. Just make sure the board is caulked.
Won't it be impossible to do a remote broadcast?
Pretty tough. Jay alleges that he can do it without too much trouble. But Jay, don't do that to yourself.
Jay, you're going
to
kill yourself.
Exactly.
I know you could. I mean, anything's possible. But
we know you could. Have to prove it to us.
Okay, I won't.
It doesn't mean we can't have a meet and greet, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's unfortunate. You just need, there's certain equipment you need to do remotes to make them real easy. And if you don't have the equipment, then you have to take all of this and break it down and set it up.
What a pain. A pain in the butt-holio.
More complaints about the Piston press conference. Mark found a job. That was one of the breaking news items.
Oh, that's rich.
Mr. Methane will be filling in for Butt Mike. Donut Shop Terrorism is back. Merch. Trudy's tired of being oohed for being the only professional on the podcast, so she's quitting 94.7 to join you guys full-time. Mike is having gender reassignment. Charlotte is now running the show because you guys are so mature.
That's probably, that would be true. She's mean, though. I wouldn't want to work for her.
Well, if Mark got a job, then he'd be able to respond back to Courtney here.
Hello, Mark. This is Courtney with Vacation Tour and Travel. I'm calling about an entry form you filled out at the Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
The Bass Pro Shop. I still can't get over that you filled something out at the Bass Pro Shop.
What's
that
more surprising,
amazing.
That I filled something out or that I was in a Bass Pro Shop?
Both.
I mean, duh.
Thank you, Courtney.
That was the 20-year-old, and when asked when she's hot, that was her responding to, "Are you hot?"
Yeah,
that was really.
She didn't want to answer. And then she wanted to answer him.
It was actually very cool.
Too bad she's unemployed now.
You guys have an inflatable penis with the new logo printed on it.
It's now the Drew and Mark show. There's finally a date scheduled for the LaDuff versus Fellhauer fight.
God. I thought we already did that.
Mark found a job again. It's the third or fourth one, actually, because I skipped a couple. Are there any more comments? Oh, come on. Come on.
Some people got it correct.
You're moving to 9:10 a.m. to share time with someone with the name of Monica Conyers. Maybe they're switching formats to a sports format.
Don't forget Todd Corser, also on AM 910.
That's right. There's Corser news, by the way. We need to play the audio of Todd and his assistant, who received money in a settlement, by the way.
Good. I think he got underpaid.
Next special guest will be Gina Baby.
Oh.
Remember Gina?
Yeah, from Colorado.
Yeah, how you doing, baby? Drew bought a green shovel. 105.1 is going back to being a sports station. They want the old show back. They're going to draw five lucky fans' names out of a hat who will rotate hosting nights and weekends.
Oh, there's some talk about that.
Yeah.
At one point.
It's Miss Mina in her tight red pants, I hope.
Oh, gross.
I can't believe someone referenced Miss Mina. My God.
Is she around still?
I have no idea. Is there anything more? Yeah, the return of Ms. Jazzerzab. Congrats on making your $7 million goal. The suspense is killing me. Surprise. Feces. Mike is coming back. Come on, come on. While we're young. I think we're done. I think that might be the last of the comments.
Mm.
Mark Fellhauer is going to apologize to me. That's from Michael Allen.
I know.
Why he wants you to apologize.
Well, it's a long story.
Zip is coming back. You're talking to Mr. Methane. You found Grandma Burry. No, she's further
she's
north.
Still further north.
That's about it. Okay, done.
You want to call Jastrozab?
Yeah, let's call that.
All right. But I was going through a pile of old stories, like just stuff from the office.
Yeah.
I still have
There's
not.
Probably some gems in there, I would think.
Oh, I went on a tossing spree. I threw so much stuff out. I know. But there were a lot of good old stories of people we've called, and I got really excited when I saw Jastrozab. There's other people's in there, too, like other old stories I thought.
Sweet. Yeah, we got to start calling these people.
Or home
Why
runs.
Not? Might as well. I mean, if you can re-energize things from the past, it requires a lot less effort than digging up all new material.
This will take a second because the line is in use, so you've got, what, four of these
what?
In the house?
The line's in use? Who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone? So that means one of your handsets is off, so I got to go hunt the house.
For Christ's sake.
I'll be back.
I was going to say, who's on the phone? More like, who's in the house?
You know what? It's the kitchen phone, Jay.
I get it.
It's oh, shit. Okay. It's funny.
Right. It's Jay, the end of the world.
Jay, of course, knew it was the kitchen phone, knew that I took it off the hook, that I didn't put it back on. I'm so predictable. I'm so damn predictable. Well, we're killing time. How about if we go through, just because it's just a fun little exercise, some of the best Thanksgiving Day games for the Lions?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I go through this list every year, and we try to pick different games, and I swear there's been so many good games on Thanksgiving.
A lot of them stand out. Three in a row, by the way. Three wins in a row on Thanksgiving.
After nine losses?
I know. Well, I always said growing up, I felt like they always won on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then they went that, you know, the Matt Millen era. I think they maybe won one time. You said nine in a row, but I think they had only won one out of 13 at one point.
Yes, you are correct.
Does that sound right?
Yes. Starting with 1962, which, of course, there's no one listening who remembers that game, but the Lions had 11 sacks in that game.
Really?
They played the Packers, who were world champions.
Oh, wow.
And the Lions had a fearsome foursome off defensive line with Alex Karras and Roger Brown, who was 300 pounds at the time. And 300 pounds was ridiculous at the time. It's like, oh, my God, he's 300 pounds? Roger Brown, 26-14 Lions win. And then we skipped.
When did Karras stop playing?
I want to say about 70, 71.
Was it weird then that he started acting?
A little bit, yeah. There were not a lot of NFL guys in acting.
I mean, Jim Brown did.
Yes.
But were you like,
Joe Namath had acted a little bit.
But you knew him as, you knew Karras as the football player first, though, right?
Yes, definitely.
You were young, but yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Broncos 31, Lions 27, 1974. Steve Owens tore up his knee in that game, by the way. He was one of their first 1,000-yard rushers.
Yeah.
Heisman Trophy winner, right? Steve Owens from Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I believe that's true. Lions 27-14 over the Bills in 76. O.J. ran for 273 yards. Was an NFL record at the time. Doug English had 4 sacks of Craig Morton.
I love Doug English.
You know, he's still around.
My brother's favorite player growing up. Yeah, we interviewed him. He's great.
He's a super nice guy. Yeah. They won 17-14 in 78. This one, everyone remembers this. If you're old enough to remember it, you remember it. Bears 23, Lions 17, 1980. Oh, Dave Williams with a 95-yard kickoff return to start the overtime, the fastest overtime in the history of the league for a long time. And Vince Evans ran 4 yards for a touchdown to tie it in the last seconds, the waning seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say the Lions were up by 14. Were they up by 14 in that game?
Yeah, I think they were up 16-3 or something. Or no, 17-3. Yes.
Nice job blowing a game.
Packers 44, Lions 40. Walter Snelling returned a punt 85 yards with 41 seconds left in 1986 for a Packer victory.
Well, you skipped over one of my favorite. I think it was
84?
83 when they played Pittsburgh.
Was it 45-3, was it?
Yeah, that's the game I had someone spill a beer on me.
Oh!
I was 9.
No. Where'd the beer come from? Behind, in front?
Yeah, behind, because we were sitting in the upper deck. I was sitting with my buddy's family. He spilled a beer on us. It was a blowout of a game.
Did it ruin your day?
I don't think so.
Wasn't a big deal?
No.
But memorable enough to bring up.
It's like the first thing I remember about the Thanksgiving game. Just so stupid.
How about this one? You'll love this. Bears 10, Lions 6, 1993.
Oh, I probably suffered through that.
The Bears win it on a pass from Jim Harbaugh to Terry Obie. O-B-E-E. I don't even remember him.
I don't remember me either.
1995, 44-38 over the Vikings. Scott Mitchell threw for 410. Perriman had 153 yards receiving. That's Morton 102 and Herman Moore 127.
Yeah, that's Barry ran for over 100, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that two guys over 100 receiving? 300, 100, 100, 100. Oh, 3 guys over 100. That's right. And then Barry over 100. That's crazy.
Hey, don't let your mother smell that beer on your breath. She'll take it out on me.
I think that's the game that. Didn't Herman say that was his favorite game of all time?
Yeah, Herman brought up that game. Or absolutely.
One of his favorite games of all time.
I'm trying to remember, why was that game so significant to Herman?
Just because they all had 100 yards. Offensive domination, yeah.
Yeah, and that was that year they won the last 7 games. He loved that team. He thought that team should have done something, and they unfortunately fell behind Philadelphia so early in that game.
Oh, that was the worst.
Scott Mitchell had, I think, 3 interceptions by halftime, and yeah. The Magic Man came in and threw a couple TDs. They lost 57-37, I think, or 55-37.
It was over early.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That 91 team was still better, but that 95 team was good.
They were really good. They could have done some. People were afraid. Nobody wanted to play them in the playoffs. Yeah. 97, they beat the Bears 55-20. Barry had 167 and 3 touchdowns.
I got free hot dogs that day.
What is with the food and drink memories? That's all you remember from the game?
I don't know. No, I remember more. I'm just, you know, that was a funny little anecdote about me.
1997, you would have been in your 20s. And you I would have been 21. Hot dogs?
Free hot dogs. It was
free hot dogs?
The game, they
you were working. You were in the workplace.
I wasn't working that day. It was Thanksgiving. I remember exactly. I think it was outside section 109, which would have been like that corner.
Yes.
And the game was ending, and they were closing shop. This guy goes, "Hey, you want some hot dogs?" I said, "All right." The guy handed me like 5 free hot dogs. I don't know why, but I took them. I handed out 4 of them. So,
oh boy,
that's my Thanksgiving feast that day. That's 1997, huh?
Yes. I
remember that being a blowout? Did they? Were they behind in that game early, too? See, I remember the games.
They were behind in that game. Okay. They were.
Not totally crazy.
And they had a crazy comeback, and then they just romped. Then 98 was the overtime win over Pittsburgh, 1916. Those are the batch days.
That's the coin flip, though, right?
Bettis called heads, I think.
Yeah, Phil, I can't remember his last name.
I'm blown away even remember the referee. That's
well, because he was a real famous referee. He had, like, that giant nose.
God, I can't believe you remember this. All right. I just don't remember. I just remember the heads call. Then let's see.
And the look on Bettis' face.
In 2000, the Lions won their 3rd straight Thanksgiving with Gary Moeller at the helm.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, their 3rd straight win under Gary Moeller. They beat the Pats 34-9, and Brian Westbrook had a 101-yard interception return, the longest in Silverdome history at the time.
That's funny. I don't remember that game at all.
You know, I don't remember it much either.
What year?
2000, when Moeller came on for the last 7 games.
Okay, so is that 2000 is that's Brady's rookie year. So Bledsoe, he was still the quarterback, right?
Yes, I believe it was a Bledsoe pass that Westbrook intercepted.
Okay.
And then there's a long gap because the Lions lost all those games.
Some great games in there, though.
There were some good games in there.
Like, you know, the infamous one was Joey's return.
Joey Harrington from Miami throwing 3 touchdown passes. Now, also, somewhere in there, I think the Falcons beat us on Thanksgiving and Mooch was fired. Maybe 2004 or 3?
Okay.
You remember that?
Look it up.
He was fired mid-season.
And was it Geron that took over?
Geron took over, yes, absolutely. And he coached in Buffalo for a couple seasons. I think he was about a 500 coach.
Mm.
The next one I actually wrote down was Texans 34, Lions 31 in 2012. Of course, 4 sets. 81-yard run is what everyone remembers because Jim Schwartz challenged the fact that he had been down, and he negated the automatic challenge by doing that and caused a penalty, so there was no review.
Stupid rule, and they've changed it since then.
I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen decide an athletic event.
Something else happened in that game, too, which happened.
Hansen hit the upright at the very end of the game.
I was talking about...
Oh, yeah.
That's the second Thanksgiving Day game in a row where he kicked somebody.
That was the first of 2 in a row.
That was the second one because Green Bay would have been the year before, right?
No, they were 2013.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I have it.
Oh, okay.
Unless it was 2011 Green Bay too, maybe?
I thought 20... Oh, boy, I could be wrong, but I thought 2011 is when he stomped on Evan Dietrich Smith and then the next year stepped on or kicked.
You're probably... No, I think you're right.
Kicked Schaub in the junk.
I think Green Bay did happen first. No, I think you're
right. It's hard because I feel like we always play Green Bay or Chicago.
Or the Vikes. Yeah. Vikes come in there once in a while. 2013, the Lions 40, Green Bay 10. That was with no Aaron Rodgers. We ended the 9-game losing streak. I thought that was the Sioux game. No, it must have been 2011. I think you're right about that. And what was I going to mention about the
you skipped
Texans
over,
game?
You skipped over Brady's. Brady's great.
Oh, yeah. Great. Great memorable for Lions fans.
That was awful.
I guess just that Hansen missed that long field goal in the Texans game late. It would have won it for the Lions. And then Shane Graham from Virginia Tech made the 32-yarder in the overtime. And that's a little Thanksgiving.
Last year was a great game. Last year was a romp.
What was this
game? Over the Eagles?
Year? Yeah.
That was a great blow game. Up by halftime. Right?
Excellent game. No question.
It was 2011. They played Green Bay in 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the Evan Dietrich Smith stomp. Because I thought that was the first.
Evan Smith, by the way.
For that's reference. Right.
Yes.
E.D. Smith. That was E.D. Smith's, got stomped on the leg. And then didn't he have a third step on the leg? Didn't he step on Aaron Rodgers late, like his last year here? When he said
Yes.
His foot something. Was cold. Do you remember that?
I do.
That
I do.
Might have been 2014.
And I don't think there was a penalty called.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if there's even, I think they took his word for it, maybe even.
Such
was even fine.
Dick.
Just
I'm
a
so
complete
glad
dick.
He's gone.
And you know who we're looking for? Should we call, Jazzer Zeb no go? Was there somebody else?
Why was Jazzer Zeb no go?
Well, you were about to call Jazzer Zeb and
the phone.
Oh, that's right.
Off the phone.
God, I was thinking it was DQ'd or something. Should we call Jazzer Zeb?
Wish her a happy Thanksgiving.
Jazzy?
Should we call Wampler Foods and wish them a happy Thanksgiving? Where's Drew?
Do we have his number?
We don't, but we could always call Wampler Foods. Ask if Bill Eichelberger still works there.
What Who is this? Who's calling?
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Notice Jet.
I'm trying to reach Mrs. Jazzer Zeb. Mrs. Jazzer Zeb, please. Try back. Thank you.
What a surprise.
Bye-bye.
Just figured she related more to similarly piercing voices.
What a surprise she doesn't leave her own message on her machine.
Craig's Jazzer Zeb. I just want to hear it one more time. It is the most piercing voice. It's funny, Clark had a real...
Can I help you?
God, that voice is so weird.
He had
a real thing for pointing out piercing voices.
Ugh.
I don't know what that was, but whenever somebody had a piercing voice, he pointed it out right away.
It's his sensitive hearing.
And who is it that always points out when someone breathes after everything they say? Is that Clark too?
I don't know.
He did the one time he did that. That was so damn funny. Every time the guy would talk, here I am. What do we call it?
Exploding.
Exploding.
Hello. It's just what a weird thing to do.
It's so silly, but funny. Boy, there's a lot of stuff. It's weird. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today. Some that I'm not sure I want to bring up because it's just either a bummer or I don't know what I want to do with it.
Oh, well, I know what you're talking about. One of the things you have to mention is the shooting.
Yeah, that's, you know, I definitely wanted to mention that, and I kind of know what to do with it. It's another typically horrible story about a great cop who was a, what do they call them? They have the dogs, the trained dogs, the canine cops.
I know someone that trained with him.
Oh, with this officer?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Colin?
Colin, what was it?
Colin Rose.
Rose,
Colin Rose,
right.
Yeah.
Engaged, correct?
Yes, engaged, yeah. Preparing for a wedding.
29.
Yeah, just unfathomable for this guy to lose his life at this time some stupid turd on a bicycle.
He hasn't passed yet, has he?
No, he's not. I'm sorry.
I know it's grim.
Yeah. No, it is bad. He's on a ventilator and he's in critical condition. No, I'm sorry. No, he's not passed. And I didn't mean to suggest that. I just had that backwards today, and I read this afternoon that he was doing, well, he was alive. But it didn't sound good. And the whole thing is so damn maddening because this prick who did it has attacked police officers twice before.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a total nut job asshole.
How could you? This is the third cop in Michigan that's been shot in, what, a couple months? Just around here. And again, you know, the guy's engaged to be married. He's this wonderful cop. Not only that, he's been to every funeral for a murdered officer within the last year, I think they said. So he's one of these guys that supports his fellow officers, no matter how near or far they are. And just a routine stop. Absolutely routine. And this is why, and I'm not making excuses for people that did very dumb things during stops, but I think sometimes people wonder, why are these guys so on edge? You're pulling a guy over for expired plates or something. Well, this is what can happen. I mean, you pull somebody over for the most minor thing, and for whatever reason, this person is just not in their right mind, or they have a thing about cops, or who knows what's going on. But
did you read the story about his assault, like how that went down? He was just standing in the middle of the street.
All I knew is he assaulted police in 2009 and 2011, and there's already talk because it's a misdemeanor to assault a police officer, which I said, what? Huh. In other words, if you assault a minority and it's believed to be some kind of a hate crime, even if it's a minor assault, but assault nonetheless, it's a felony, and I'm not saying that shouldn't be. Same thing with people who are gay. That can be a felony based on it being determined that it's a hate crime. But if you assault a police officer, it doesn't matter what the circumstances, unless it's a severe battery of some kind, a guy's really injured. But if it's just a simple assault, it's a misdemeanor. An assault on a police officer should be a felony, period.
Well, because they talked to the officer who was there in the old incident, and I think they just rolled up to him, and the guy was just yelling like a madman. At the cop car, telling the car to get out of the road and all that. So then they got out, and he just squared up, ready to fight right away. So they called back up and then took him down, and, you know, he fought.
What is
it? It's a piece of shit.
I know, total piece of shit. And, you know, here, look what he's done to this guy's life. You know, even if he does recover, I'm sure it's going to be a hellacious recovery with, you know, potential for some kind of long-term damage. He's got a fiance who's caught up in all this, and by the way, the fiance had to be called to the scene to get the two dogs out of the truck.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is some kind of training on the dog's part where they only respond to him, maybe, and possibly his fiance, because
I don't know,
she's around him a lot. I don't know that much about it. I do know those dogs are incredible, absolutely incredible.
Wolverine and Clyde, the two dogs' names.
You know, I just hope there's some way this guy can somehow pull out of this thing and make it, and hopefully when you're hearing this on Thursday or Friday or maybe even this evening, Wednesday, maybe he'll take a turn for the better.
Yep.
And then the other thing that is just rotten, I'm reading a story about Dr. Nasser.
Oh, God.
This bastard, Dr. Larry Nasser of Holt, who has been, you know, the physician for all these Olympic kids. Many, many,
many of the gymnastics stars.
Yeah, for USA Gymnastics.
And the charges against this guy, since the first charges came out, and this is what so commonly happens, people are too embarrassed, or they're too proud, or they're you know, a million reasons why they just don't want to tell anybody, or they're scared, or they're, you know, a million, again, there's a million reasons why women just are not comfortable oftentimes reporting something like this, and it's allowed to go on and on and on. But as I read on in this story, I just wanted to throw up.
Once again, this is another case that's like Cosby, where people were silent. Well, Cosby's a little different, but it's another case where people are silent, and then once the first person steps forward, the floodgates just tend to open.
And, yeah, there are floodgates here. We're talking dozens of girls. And the one story, though, that I just found so hard to read was this one victim said that Nasser penetrated her vagina with his fingers every other week for 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
26 times a year for 5 years. 130 times this creep put his fingers in this young girl's vagina. In 2004.
How old was she when he started?
13 years old, I believe.
Until she was 18?
I think that is the correct case. I read multiple cases, so I can't be.
Not that it matters, but 5 years in those years, that's an eternity.
Oh, absolutely. And when you hear the rest of the story, you're going to just have a big question mark above your head, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. In 2004, the victim told her parents about the alleged abuse. Her parents did not report the allegations of abuse to police. Instead, they took her to counseling.
Oh, boy.
The parents and counselor confronted Dr. Nasser during a counseling session. He denied the girl's accusations. Her parents decided they believed him and not their daughter until all these other cases came out.
Why? Why would you think she'd be making it up?
I can't even begin
to speculate.
Other than,
what's the harder thing to do? Allege that somebody does something or deny it? And who has reason to deny it?
Of course he does. And what is her reason for bringing this up?
It's a hard thing to do.
It goes on and on. But, you know, we've talked about this before, and this is the most complicated crime because these guys, in some cases, I'm sure it's not always guys, but it seems like it usually is, they groom these people for years sometimes, months, weeks, years, days, maybe even a decade in some cases. And there's so much in the way of threatening and shame and so many deeply conflicted feelings that mostly shame and embarrassment, I think. People are just afraid, or they don't think they're going to be believed. And when you hear that someone's parents didn't believe them, and they believe this doctor instead, and of course the doctor's in a position of trust. People want to believe doctors. You're supposed to believe doctors. But in this case, holy shit. The magistrate was told the victim said her father eventually pressured her to say that the allegations had been a lie. So she actually lied on the advice of her father.
Wow.
She told police in 2013 and 2014 she disclosed the abuse to multiple therapists and counselors, even repeating his name to them. An attorney representing the woman contacted MSU police in September, which is when the investigation into her claims began. Licensed professional counselors are required by law to report the suspicions of child abuse to state officials. So, of course, people are wondering, how could this girl have told all these counselors and no one went to the cops? What in the fuck is going on here? And how many people did he molest after this?
Yep.
And by the way, can you imagine the audacity of someone who is confronted by someone they've been molesting for years, and they're brought to a counselor, and they say, oh, of course, absolutely not. I would never do that to her. That's ridiculous. She's lying. And then continue to do it to other people?
Yeah, well, if you don't get caught, you don't think you're ever going to get caught.
But you were this close. You were in the system, for Christ's sake. I mean, oh, my God, what a sick fuck this guy is.
He's been charged for...
it's alleged.
Well, it's really sad, too, because the attorney general said this is just the tip of the iceberg for the first charges.
On him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. The victim, by the way, in these charges, the first ones,
mm-hmm.
was neither a patient nor a gymnast, the one he's being charged for.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Shooty said it's a little child.
Oh, God. Wow. Unreal. Nassar since posted 10% of his $1 million bond. He surrendered his passport, must submit to GPS monitoring as part of his bond conditions, but he's out.
You want to know the charges that he's under right now? Three counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, person under 13. She's in her 20s now. She told police that Nassar exposed his erect penis to her while masturbating, rubbed his penis against her feet, and, of course, his favorite move is penetrating the vagina with his fingers. A fucking monster.
Wow. He also worked as a team physician at Twistar's Gymnastics Club USA, Holt High School. Holt officials have said they've cut off that relationship, that Nassar hasn't had contact with students this year. The owner of Twistar's declined to comment. MSU officials have said Nassar wasn't fired specifically because of the allegations. What wasn't fired specifically because of the allegations, but rather because he failed to comply with performance requirements put in place after officials investigated a complaint filed in 2014 by a former MSU student that alleged abuse during a medical procedure. So even after this allegation in 2014, he continued to work and continued to molest. Officials did not find any violation of MSU policy during the university's investigation into the incident. No charges were filed. Wow.
I wonder at what point U.S. Gymnastics gets sued, you know, for employing him for all these years.
Oh.
Of course, Michigan State. Or and just even these therapists that didn't say anything or believe
that, that's the one that, I mean, you can.
It's ridiculous.
There's really no one who I think gets off the hook here, but a therapist. That's they're legally bound to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's about time somebody took some of these people to task.
Is that normal, like you said, where they asked him in therapy with the kid there?
Not as far as I fucking know.
Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
Why would you put the child through that?
That's what I mean.
And it's not your job to ask him anyway. That's the police's job.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, as much as we talk about children, I mean, there's a lot of things in this world, in this country, where I just shake my head. And children are one of them. We are so worried. We care so much about children. And then you see something like this.
You don't believe them. Yeah.
Right. You don't believe them. And it just.
Of course, someone will end up pointing, well, sometimes they lie.
This case involves so many people, though.
I know. Well, remember, there's a real famous case in California in the 80s where that happened.
Oh, the McMartin family.
Yeah.
McMartin preschool.
Yeah, there you go. They had tunnels and all that crap.
Wait, that case turned out to be bullshit, didn't it?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. People,
right.
You know, the one time it happens, so that's why people choose not to believe them. I think you should err on the side of caution.
You know, there's a documentary about the McMartins.
Really?
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, yeah, wow. Sad news, Drew.
Who's that picture of, Jay?
The Flacca
dude? Yeah. The Florida guy?
Yeah, I got it. I'll print it out for you.
Who's the chick?
That's the couple that he attacked.
Can I just stack this with the shitty news segment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wayne State president just had a press conference. He has passed. Colin Rose.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God. Well, that just sucks. Boy, that sucks.
So he was hanging on, but, you know, that's almost about 24 hours.
Well, this asshole, this prick, loser, piece of shit.
You should send him to go see Dr. Nassar.
Yeah, there you go. There's a pair. God. Three times, too. Three of them. Bang, bang, bang. So close together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Moving on. Something maybe a little more enjoyable,
yeah.
I hope. Let's see, what was I? Oh, I know. Today's the we were talking about this a little bit, Thanksgiving movies. Today's the 40-year anniversary of Rocky.
Yeah, I know. Maz is elated. Maz is having a birthday party for it. He Facebooked about it.
They spent $1 million making that movie.
Really?
$1 million.
Yeah, it was all Sylvester, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up Tom's post about it, and just so I can read the comments, because people commented on it.
And he has been banned. He's allowed to work one day a week and no more than one day a week.
Hey, it's by his own doing.
He did it to himself.
Yeah.
He kept returning to, he would not leave the Pistons story alone. All of a sudden, we're talking about the Pistons again. What the fuck is going on? Why are we talking about this again? We spent 15 minutes at the top of the show on it. How does it keep coming? He kept derailing the conversation back to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Las Vegas name.
Las Vegas hockey franchise. Team, yeah. I mean, in the who gives a fuck of the century story.
Honestly, he posts like something new on Facebook every 10 minutes.
What's he posting?
Well, here's a post for Rocky. It just says, best ever! And it's the montage clip of him working out.
Don't fool me.
Of course. With Bill Conti's going to fly now?
Yes.
Bill Conti is going to fly now.
Let's see. One comment just says, fact! Another says, pain don't hurt. And then another one says, the best!
That's bullshit.
That's the end of that conversation.
Asshole.
Oh, man. Tommy, I love him.
One day a week.
Tom's going to the parade tomorrow, by the way. I'm sure he's super excited for that.
Oh, good. Maybe I can join them. Maybe I can get them down there. I was planning on being in the stands on the south side. I wonder where he's meeting. Maybe I can meet up with him.
I don't understand who goes to the parade.
I don't either. You'll be going.
No.
You'll be going. You'll be going.
I told you about the
Mark
time.
My words.
I told you about the time going. My mom made us go to a parade, right? The Rose Parade, 89.
Oh, you were there for the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, Bo's last game, yeah.
God, how cool, man. Your dad took you to some of the best stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm very fortunate. But she made us get, like, the thing I remember is that we had to, for some reason, get up at, like, 4 a.m.
To get a seat, probably.
Yes.
And so you guys going, Mom, we don't want to go to the Rose Parade.
And I think we were staying.
Were all three of you boys there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Jeff would have been 19, so he was really miserable.
He didn't want to go to any parade. Wait, he couldn't stay behind?
He would have been 18, huh?
He didn't have the option to stay behind?
Well, I think we were moving hotels or something, because, you know, that's up in Pasadena, right?
Yeah.
And I believe we were staying in Long Beach, where the team was staying. So that's quite a distance, but I remember that's why we had to get up at 4 to beat traffic. Oh, God bless my mom. She was so ill. She probably remembers this totally differently. But
about how the fun the Rose Parade was?
Yeah, I think she would admit that we were kind of miserable.
So how long were you waiting for the parade to start when you got ensconced in your seats?
God, I don't even remember. It felt like the whole thing took forever. I can't believe my dad went.
Why didn't your dad step in?
I don't know. My mom, it's like one of her bucket list things. And, I don't think we knew better.
I think she needs to review the bucket list.
Well, no, she marked it off. She checked it off. So everything's
great. I mean, for the rest of the list, in case there's any stinkers in there like the Rose Parade.
God, I'd love to know what's on her bucket list.
That's fascinating to think about, actually. I mean, I was just trying to think, what would be on my mom's bucket list? God, I can't.
I'm trying to think.
Damn if I know.
I mean, she's traveled enough. She's seen enough, like, concerts and stuff.
Well, that's what I would think would be Rosie's bucket list, would be probably going to some cool places. Like, if she hasn't been to Paris or
something.
It'll
be things like, to see my grandchildren graduate.
And you know what? She will enjoy that as much
more
as you'll enjoy anything on your bucket list. Which is why, thank God, we have people like Rosie on this planet. Or
I know.
Anyone celebrate anything.
She keeps me grounded.
Oh, boy. Well, you'll be doing many of those things. They might not be in your bucket list, but they'll be on your list.
I told you I have a list of, what, 3 or 4 things I will never do. One is I'm never going to a parade. I will never go to a parade. I will never take
Charlotte's going.
If she's going.
Jules don't have a fight.
If she's going, Grandma's taking her.
Oh. Wait, Jules? Jules wouldn't take her to a parade?
No.
No?
God, no.
Really?
You know her well enough to know she never would go to a parade.
It's like Grandma's taking her.
I'm never going to Disney World. I refuse to go to Disney.
Oh, good. Man, I'm glad to hear that.
That's going
to
be my biggest battle, I have a feeling. But she doesn't know anything Disney yet, so that's good.
Would Jules want to go to Disney World?
No. We're very lockstep with that.
Oh, wow.
What was the other? Oh, I'll never shop on the Friday after Thanksgiving. I will never go out to a store on that Friday. I don't see color, so I don't say the word.
Well, my dad used to always say this, and it's not like I follow my dad in respect to things that he feels strongly about, but yeah. I always agreed with this. He always said, I never stand in line for anything I'm paying for.
Oh, that's a great philosophy.
I thought it was pretty cool, too.
Huh. Well, yeah, because if you're paying for it, they should want to take your money.
And I think it's really weird, too. I remember him saying that when we were at something that was free, and I think we were standing in line. I believe we were at the Naval Academy.
That's really fun.
Visiting his alma mater.
Oh, how cool.
And I can't remember what the fuck. Anyway, yeah, so I thought it was a good philosophy.
I'll adhere to it.
The Rose Bowl Parade. Ooh,
boy, I know. I'm going to ask her over the weekend about it just to jog my 13-year-old memory. God dang it, Michigan. They're blowing this game.
Oh, they're doing well, though. Aren't they undefeated?
Well, they just came off two of the best games I've ever seen them play in New York, the last one against SMU, and now they're not playing any defense against South Carolina.
Tonight on Channel 4.
I seem distracted, that's why.
Tonight on Channel 4.
Yeah.
White Boy Rick's reaction to the movie.
Oh, cool.
And there's going to be a lot of White Boy Rick news, so I would imagine we'll be hearing a lot from Thomas
Fiorini.
Hmm. Possibly some comments and stories. Maybe even drag my ass into it for no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah. Just to yell at you. I mean, that is, after all, why 105.1 flipped.
Oh, yeah. It was the two White Boy Rick interviews, which even though he didn't listen to the show, he somehow managed to hear two interviews. There were only two done with that guy over the course of 2.5 years. But he didn't listen.
God.
There's a lot more sort of, not fallout, but discussion about the Palace and the Pistons. You know, there's really kind of wonderment about the Palace. You've got this arena that is just fine for any event, mm-hmm. basketball game, hockey game, concert, any concert, Disney, Globetrotters, what you name it, you can have it there. The arena's paid for. How can there be no further events? Now, they say they have not decided what to do with the Palace.
Oh, come on, they know. You think they just don't want to come out and say,
I don't know.
Yeah, we're tearing it down. Well, what else are they going to do with it?
It's potentially could house 365 events a year. In a 20,000-seat arena, you got to figure there's nights where you could have two people in town. I mean, there's many times, not many, but there are a bunch of times when you've got a good show here and a good show with Joe Louis.
Well, that was the big
fear. Those good concert nights, like tonight.
The big fear originally was that, oh, this is going to mean less shows because people won't be able to schedule as easily here.
No, they won't. They will not be able to schedule as easily. And also, they will not have the competition of two different organizations bidding on them.
Well, yeah.
So people may just skip this date.
Well, because they don't have a place to play, sure.
Right, and the one place maybe isn't offering as much as what Cleveland's willing to pay.
You're really going
to
skip the number 13 market? You're going to find a way to fit it in, even if you go past and come back, don't you?
Well, people, we do get skipped sometimes.
Yeah,
it
sometimes.
Happens.
But that's smaller tours.
That's certainly a reason why you might skip. Although, if you're doing the Midwest, I would think you would work it in.
You say you have 365 open days at that building.
Mm-hmm.
How many can you fill? And more importantly, how many can you fill where it makes it worthwhile to keep it up as opposed to selling it and letting someone knock it down and develop it?
Well, that, of course, is a question. The building has value, though. That building is worth a lot of money.
I know. They just put money into it.
So the fact that it's all free and clear, it just, you know, and think of the revenue of all those nights. Now, of course, you got to have a staff to keep the building up to snuff. So that's, I mean, there's a cost there. I don't know what the cost is. I don't know. It's just, I can't think of an arena like the Palace that is up to date, because it is. It's pretty contemporary.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it at all. I don't know what
no,
the
people
issues
love
it. Are.
People absolutely love it. But it is interesting that this move, which normally if the team is moving from the city center, you know, to outside, like the Cowboys in Irving mm-hmm. or the Pistons in Auburn Hills, there's usually, of course, tons of hand-wringing. You know, somebody's pissed. They lost the team. The other group is happy, of course. But there's usually a lot of winners and losers. In this case, I couldn't believe how universally happy everyone was, because it's well-timed. It's great for the city. It's going to mean some jobs. It's going to mean money. Although, you know, I couldn't believe this. Do you know what the palace costs or what the palace spends in terms of taxes in Oakland County? How much do they pay in taxes a year?
Oh, it's probably a pretty good deal, I would think, right?
It is.
I'm sure it's a sweetheart deal.
It's like really
most,
sweet.
Like most stadiums.
28 years into its existence, though, wouldn't you think that they would be ponying up?
I just thought it was in perpetuity, just going forward, whatever the deal was.
I guess.
Well, how much?
Usually, a lot of times, I mean, though, those deals are where they give you a really fat deal up front.
Well, he did.
Maybe pay no taxes for the first 10 years or something. But 28 years in, they're paying $175,000 a year. That's all they pay in taxes to Oakland County.
What?
Oakland County is not losing a giant taxpayer.
What?
I know. Can you believe that?
Oh, if anything, they might be gaining one.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, I don't know how much in the way of tax incentives they're going to give somebody to occupy 100 acres in Auburn Hills.
I wonder what the economic boon to them being in Auburn Hills was for all those years. Although they were in Pontiac first, though.
Yeah. For 10 years. I didn't realize that.
75. They won it open, right?
Yeah.
I remember seeing them play at the Silverdome.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the comments, and again, it was, generally speaking, you know, the players are excited, the team's excited, the city is just doing backflips, they're so pumped, and they should be. But they were at the Palace.
Why not just pay zero when it's that low? Just
I know, why even pay?
Just insult us entirely and just pay zero.
Do you think this guy's sign is going to make a difference at the game last
night?
Don't
leave! Put a lot of thought into that. Don't leave!
As if. Let's see, here's a...
Gora sees that sign and goes, that guy wants us to stay.
Shane Salmon says he won't go. It's not good.
Hey, I know that guy.
Do you? You know Shane?
I think he was a listener to 105.1. I swear to God.
Well, that's very possible.
Is there a picture of him?
No, I don't think that... Unless that's... Is that him?
It might be.
No, that guy's not 42, I don't think. The other don't.
No, it's not. This might be him at the bottom, though.
Okay.
I think that's him right there.
No way, really?
I swear to God, yeah.
That's funny.
That's so weird. You don't forget a name when the last name's Salmon.
True. The traffic is awesome coming to the Palace. It really isn't bad going to the Palace. I mean, as far as an experience.
I never had a problem going. I like the Palace.
Maz thinks he was bitching about the traffic getting out. It can be bad. Yeah, if you stay to the end of a concert or the end of a ball game.
You know why it's bad? It's bad when that exit ramp to 75 is closed.
No kidding.
And I think you want to bitch about it because it's right there.
I know.
Just
why?
Open it.
Why?
Yeah.
I'll be watching them on TV when they play downtown. I'm a big fan. It's going to hurt. 55 Orlando from Romulus drive to Little Caesars Arena will be so much more convenient. I'm going to be getting my season ticket. I love the game and the franchise and watch the Pistons and blah, 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 blah. Then, let's see. Here's another person, David Schmidt, doesn't like the relocation because he lives in Auburn Hills. Also because I think it's family. It's a good family environment. I think we're better off staying here. I don't see as many kids and their parents going downtown. I'm not too thrilled with the move. Although I don't think there's anything wrong with the arena there, or the arena here. It's still one of the best. And that's what's so hard to fathom, somebody just knocking down this incredible building.
Yeah.
You got to knock it down.
I love that drop.
Do you think it's going to affect Sheffield and his complaint about the Pistons?
I think they did it because of Horace Sheffield's bust to move.
You saw some of the reports there, all the charitable stuff they're doing downtown, right?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's amazing all the stuff they're going to do.
Let's see. Well, the panels, it's safe to assume the venue's days are numbered. The expense of operating and maintaining a large arena without a sports tenant means a 20-year-old facility is almost certainly doomed. News arena was...
Sounds so ominous.
News arena was destined to grab a big chunk of the concert business from the Palace, the new one, that is. Metro Detroit's leading concert arena since 1988, but what would the demise of the Auburn Hills Arena and forthcoming closure of Joe Louis Arena mean? That is two arenas going down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that has got to be significant. The Palace hosts dozens of non-sports events annually. This year's total is 67, including 30 concerts. See, I was thinking it was more concerts than that. 8-show Disney on Ice.
See, I don't know. I don't think they're going to have enough to keep it going.
The entertainment docket at Joe Louis Arena is less crowded but still formidable. Typically a couple dozen entertainment events last year. The 2016 schedule has included shows from Drake, The Who, Kanye West, along with a pair of WWE events. The bulk of summertime shows will continue, but yeah, that's not going to change. So that will be the hurdle. Once the Palace and the Joe are gone, how do you squeeze all those bookings into a single arena now congested with two busy sports schedules? Some concert insiders say it won't be easy. Could mean missed opportunities for Metro Detroit fans. The whole region wins if the Palace stays open, said one veteran, who asked not to be named, by the way. Apparently that was so controversial, he does not want to be associated with that comment. That the whole region wins if the Palace stays open. Don't use my name! Really? That's... You really that scared?
He
Who's
probably
going to come after
he
him?
He probably told his wife he was somewhere else last night.
If it's gone, we're losing shows. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's arena is a place where they had two and they now have one.
Yeah.
And
it's
they
right across
say
the street from the baseball field, I believe.
That's right. They have managed at the Wells Fargo Arena to host 250 events annually, including 40 concerts. The same as a Palace and Joe combined in a typical year. And they say it hasn't been that hard. They need cooperation, but they say it can be done. Here's the biggest loser of all.
Oh, I love this. This story's great.
Jonathan Binder. The Flint native was a 20-year-old Michigan student in 87 when he won two season tickets for his lifetime for every event ever to be held at the Palace as part of a contest for naming the venue.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
He had suggested the Palace. So this guy's been going, what, that does suck, man. Look at all the concert tickets he just lost.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like he had been going much.
Right? Let's see. No, not as like he used to. Let's see. Biner's one of the 1,600 people to offer the name the Palace. Oh, one of 1,600 people. And his name was drawn out of 1,600. Holy shit.
1,600 people had that name, the same name.
Apparently. Yeah.
How common of them.
Are those tickets only for the Palace, or does it like also include Pine Knob?
Jay, that's such a funny question. It probably only includes the Palace, I'm guessing.
I wonder
if it should include the others. What's it going to cost him? I mean, is it really going to kill him?
I really wonder where those seats are, too, by the way. Do you think they're just shit seats?
Oh, that's an even better question. I mean, they have to be okay,
be lower,
right?
They're not going to be lower bowl.
I don't think
no
so.
No way.
I don't think so. The first month it was open, there was a show every night. I must have attended 150 events that first year, later moved to Chicago,
cool.
But kept receiving the tickets. It's not clear what will become of his unique deal on the team. Well, I can tell you what's going to have his unique deal.
You can still go to the Palace, my man.
Yeah. As far as any concerts downtown, see ya! You didn't name the Little Caesars Arena, buddy. And then they mentioned a lot of the local businesses. You know, with the Tigers and the Wings, so many of them run shuttle buses.
Yeah.
They continue, you know, like Nemo's. It seems like they're as big a sports bar
really
as ever.
They do really well, yeah.
It seems to me they are, I think I heard that they are doing even better than they were doing, which is amazing.
I like Mitch's column. It's very nice.
About the Palace?
Yeah. What the Pistons. No, the Pistons just going back to where they belong in the city.
Oh, I know. He always hits the nail on the head, doesn't
he's so concerned. For the city.
I know, he worries too much, doesn't he?
I know, I'm kind of worried for him because he worries so much.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope he doesn't break down or have a heart attack or something.
Yeah. He inserted himself into the story, too, by the way. In his stolen story.
Oh, how did he insert himself?
He's writing about Arne Tellem, and then he says, Tellem's the first guy I called Tuesday because I knew he was integral to the process. Modest in this new role and uninterested in the spotlight. He deferred credit to his boss, Goris, and said that the biggest leap in the unusually fast negotiations came when Goris personally met Illich and his parents and said to him, hey, I want to buy the whole thing. I don't you believe that's really what this is? Goris said, look, I want to buy everything. I want to buy Olympia. I want to buy the Wings. I want to buy the Tigers. When you selling? Let's do this.
Seems like it's going that
I
way.
I want to play in that new arena. I'll fold my entertainment. And then I'll buy it all.
I don't understand why this move would not involve more moves. I don't.
Oh,
it seems
does.
Like it would.
I think it does.
And by the way, the city did gain. I was looking for this info here, but in this pile of stuff, I couldn't quite dig it up. Of course, once again, you've got the practice facility being built, which may be on top of the parking lot.
I know. Dumb.
That sounds weird, doesn't
dumb.
It?
Dumb. Yeah.
Although, of course, 51% of the workers must be Detroiters. Same old, same old.
Why build it on top of that parking structure when there's plenty of dead land that they own around there?
That's what I thought.
Right?
Absolutely.
I thought they were going to build it across from the casino, which sounds awesome. If that, what a great way to get NBA players into your town to play for your team. Hey, our practice facility is directly across the street from a casino.
Maybe that's why they didn't do it. They want their players in the casino all day.
They could live at the casino, walk across the street to practice, and then go gamble, and then go back to their room in the casino.
Yeah, double their paycheck. That's true.
Honestly, that, I think that'd be a great selling point.
Moving on from the Pistons, a few interesting things. Tila Tequila suspended from Twitter.
What a dope.
Of course, Tila Tequila of the Classy show, which was...
Shot of Love?
Is that what it was? Shot of Love,
yeah.
Where people tried to fall in love with Tila Tequila, and eventually...
Male or female.
That was the second show. The first show was men. Then she decided she was bisexual, and she fell in love with... well, she was close to falling in love with many men and many women.
Ugh.
And that was the... That had to be the... The hokiest pile of people.
She's disgusting.
And weren't the people just dumb who were on the show? I mean, well, I'm not saying they're all dumb, but there were some dumb people.
Except for the guy we talked to who we found on Dial-A-Star. I came across his number the other day. That pile of numbers I was going through. Yeah, was his name Shane, I think?
Really? Do we have
it.
Do we have his own, his home, his personal number?
I can look. Oh, you want to? Oh, my God.
Wasn't he trying to make it in Hollywood?
Yeah, it would be.
He was on Dial-A-Star for being on Tila Tequila.
It'd be really funny to call him to get comment on this. Blow his mind.
Hold on 1 second.
Totally blow his mind.
Oh my God.
Dial-A-Star is now defunct, and that was the website where celebrities, and not surprisingly, C-list and B-list celebrities would go on there. And you could call them and talk to them. That's how we talked to Farrah, because you're paying them and she can't hang up. And we tried to find maybe the loosest celebrity on there, and the one we found was this guy who tried to date Tila Tequila. He was great. He ended up being from Detroit and knew the show, so we hung on to his number. It's kind of fun, all these other numbers I see. The first person who ever had breast implants, 1962. Thank God I'm saying that with Drew out of the room. He won't know.
No kidding. He absolutely knows us.
Huh?
He absolutely knows us.
I know. I got to find it.
Remember Tila, too, getting nailed at the Juggalos?
Oh, yeah.
She's the worst.
That was brutal.
Honestly, you saw the picture that her account got suspended for, right?
Yeah, she was doing a Heil Hitler or something?
Yeah, yeah. You saw the video the Atlantic put out of their meeting, correct?
Oh, God.
It's just disgusting.
What in the fuck is wrong with those people? Even Trump finally came out and said, I don't know what's going on. If I'm energizing these people, we need to investigate why.
Thank God he said that. I thought that was actually a really good comment. I thought a lot of the stuff he said in the New York Times article, the interview, the long, winding interview, was pretty good. He's backtracking off a lot of his promises.
Oh, yeah.
Just slightly, not entirely, but he seems to be a little more open-minded. Of course, it is the New York Times, so he's probably lying to them. Dishonest.
No, they're lying about what he's saying. He's not backtracking on anything.
Rachel Uchitel's number. Oh, look at this list, Drew. Rachel Uchitel, Jamie Grubbs, Kalika Moquin, Jamie Jungers, Mindy Lawton, Corey Rist.
Did we talk to Jungers? Didn't we talk to one of them?
It says answering machine.
Could you play the call to Jamie, by the way? Could you change the number?
By the way,
my wife just found my phone, just went through my phone.
Huge, quickly. Mindy Lawton, by the way, is the Perkins waitress who tossed her tampon out the window.
Yeah.
There's Tony Mandrich. Brandon Inge's.
Delightful gal.
Quote unquote, Brandon Inge's dad.
Oh, yeah, the guy that was fake Brandon Inge's dad.
Yeah. There's the wiener pooper. Fifi LaRue. Dr. Sean from Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Charles, oh, my God, I'll give you $100. No, I don't want to say this because you might actually know it. Do you remember Charles Ziegler?
Wait a second.
A.K.A. Ziggy.
What was Ziggy from?
He's the guy that used to go and register domain names.
Oh, yeah.
And they would be the worst names to register. The one that stuck out my mind was Andrea Pia Yates, the lady that drowned her kids.
He had a lot of stupid ones. Yeah. I remember we were questioning, how in the world do you think you're going to make money off that name? And he was making these ridiculous rationalizations.
Kenny Kramer.
Kenny Kramer. Kenny Kramer's always available. Rupert, that's what I love about him.
Rupert Boneham.
Oh, Rupert.
Mary Wigmore. Marina
Osmond. Did Mary Wigmore's number?
Yeah, I don't know if we ever got a hold of
it. I don't think we did.
Bob Guinea, who just got married, by the way.
Bob Guinea got remarried?
Remarried?
Well, he married the girl from All My Children.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, he just got married again.
Who's this girl?
I don't know. She's pretty hot, though. I saw it on his Facebook.
Well, you know, with Bob.
Who am I looking for? Oh, I'm looking for that too. I mean, that guy.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And, what do you call it? Just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge quickly, bye.
Oh my God, that sound. Can you play it one more time? I just want to hear when he says, my wife went through my phone.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
Oh, the panic.
So if you can, please take your name off that. And,
what do you call it? Just have it as a number
on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. Okay,
you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly.
Bye.
Oh my God.
And Tiger on the tee, the hole in the upper back right
Tiger
quadrant.
Woods. You suck. God damn it.
I found some other good ones here. I found Bub Rub's phone number.
Who's?
Bub Rub. The whistle goes.
Bub Rub. Oh, yeah.
John Pendergast. Remember that dude?
Oh, Pendergast. Is he the guy, the pilot?
The old pilot, yeah.
And oh, then, my God. That was hilarious.
William Chappelle, who we never got a hold of, but William Chappelle's the guy who said, made a lot of friends here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's try and call him.
Well, here's Chad from Shot of Love. I found his number.
Okay. Insane.
Chad. He was so perfectly named by his parents. Chad. Doesn't that fit him? It fits him, right?
Yes, it does.
I don't know why. It just sounds right. Oh, God, Michigan. They're down 16 now.
Are they playing again?
South Carolina.
Oh. The Gamecocks. Come on, Chad. He's going to blow my mind. This is his number.
He punched
someone.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Chad?
Chad?
Yeah.
Chad, hey. Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Oh, hey. What are you doing?
How you doing, man?
How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How you doing?
Good. Hey, it's funny. We were just going through our Rolodex, and we were discarding numbers and deciding what to save and what to discard. And we're like, Chad from A Shot of Love with Teal Tequila. Oh, my God. We still have that guy's number. So we're like, there's no way he's still there. But we decided we'd ring it up anyway. What are you doing, man?
Just eating a shawarma in San Francisco, visiting the in-laws.
Oh, nice.
Are you married now? Wow.
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old baby girl.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did Tila send you a baby shower gift when your child was born?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Are we on the air right now, or are you guys just bullshitting?
No. We're broadcasting on the internet on a podcast.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
I guess.
Yeah, it's a big move up.
How you guys been?
Great.
We're doing fine, but we were trying to find out, too, because when we talked to you before, you were on Dial-A-Star.
Oh, yeah.
And you were parlaying some pretty cool appearances on the Tila Tequila A Shot of Love show.
There's a new thing I'm on. I'm actually not on the computer right now, but you can get video messages. You get video messages from me, any WWF wrestlers, or there's a whole bunch of people on this.
What's
link.
It called?
I'm supposed to know it. I don't know.
No.
It.
Have you been making many video messages for people?
I've been doing like happy birthday and stuff for 30 seconds, you know.
Oh, cool.
My time.
It's not bad.
What does it cost to buy it?
Like $5.
Nice. So you've been able to parlay your appearances on Tila Tequila's A Shot of Love into some kind of a career. Are you doing some acting or appearances?
I do some stuff right now. I'm actually trying to help out a band from Detroit. my construction company just did the music manager for Red Bull Music. I didn't even know it was a music label until last week when I met the guy, and Joe Calitri. He's actually one of the nicest dudes I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
So I'm trying to see if I can help out the Paper Street Saints. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they've been on a hiatus for a couple of years. I was just talking to Charlie this morning, but
Chad,
I might be getting in the music game.
Oh, okay. Were you doing much in front of the camera?
I'm kind of taking a step back. I've been modeling for Sick Fuck, SYCFUK. It's Street Youth Couture for Unwanted Kids Clothing Line.
Oh, you do some modeling?
Like a designer.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I'm like
Chad,
model
when you,
spokesperson.
When you said Charlie in Paper Street Saints, is that Charlie Glover?
I don't know. I think it's the guy from Sponge.
Yeah.
He's
a drummer, right?
Not Cheyenne. I'm not even 100%.
I think it's Charlie.
We're Facebook messaging back and forth.
Wow, unbelievable.
Does Charlie give drum lessons to people?
Probably.
Chad! I thought you were managing them.
Charlie's an amazing drummer.
My house, ironically, my house in L.A. that I just got last year, my next-door neighbor is the drummer, Jason Sutter. You ever heard of him?
No.
He used to be the drummer for Marilyn Manson. And now
he's, really?
Wow.
Session drumming and stuff, and I think he's the Smash Mouth drummer right now.
Man, you were sounding like you're really moving up in the world. This is a house you bought that you live next door to this guy?
Yeah.
Really? Is this from your Dollar Star earnings?
Or did you marry into this?
Nah. Well, no. I'm third generation flooring installer, so I learned the trade before I moved out there, and it's a good thing I did because I know flooring. A ton of people that come out to L.A. with degrees and this, that, and whatever, come out there and do an intern and then can't afford to live for 3 months and use up all their parents' inheritance or whatever and end up back here with more degrees than I ever had. But, yeah,
pretty relatable.
You got to know how to work.
But
these kids are lazy now.
You're right.
Yeah, piece of shit.
Now you went out there for a Shot of Love, right? Or were you out there and then they casted you?
No, I was out there for a construction job.
Oh, so you went out there for that? Okay.
Never left.
Oh, and they found you.
I ended up paying to mail all my stuff. I never actually moved. I just paid $100 a month to have a box of stuff each month.
Kill me.
That's really funny. Wow. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to check out that site you mentioned and see if we can catch up with some other people.
Who are still in front of the camera. I wasn't expecting the call.
We just were, again, clearing out our Rolodex, and we just figured that Chad guy. I wonder if he's still out there.
Hang on to my number, man.
Yeah, you got it.
We have this long.
I love to talk about music and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and I know you're doing some spokes modeling and stuff. Pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, check out sickfuckclothing.com. Buy some stuff. Say you heard about it on the riff.
You got it.
And we'll give you a deal.
Well, maybe not this.
Well, yeah. Drew and Mike podcast.
Drew and Mike. I'm sorry. Okay, My bad.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Chad, nice talking to you, man.
It's hard,
Chad. Yeah, you too. Give me a call sometime. All right, give me a heads up next time.
We'll see you.
All right.
You bet.
All right, cheers.
Bye-bye.
He's a good dude.
He's a very good guy. But I don't know how often we're going to set something up ahead of time.
Well, probably never. But he's a good guy.
No, he's a good guy.
I was like blown away what a nice guy he was this time again.
You know, he's really nice. I can't believe he knows Charlie. Well, he was such a hothead on Tequila.
Yeah, when
Tequila
he punched
too.
That guy.
Yeah, he really whacked him, man.
The website, by the way, for celebrity, it's CelebVM for voicemail or video message.
Okay.
I kind of want to buy some.
Can we talk to them on the phone?
I don't think so. Let's see who's on here. Kevin Sorbo. Busey's on here.
Okay, explain to me, why would someone buy Chad's video message?
He's one of the cheaper ones, maybe. I don't know.
Would that many people remember from The Shot of Love?
Sure,
with
maybe.
Teal Tequila?
I don't know. Why would people buy one from Tanya Tate? Whoever that is.
Steve Cardenas?
Rodman's on here.
Oh, Rodman's on there? Yeah. No!
$500 to get a video message from Rodman. $200 to get one from Brooke Hogan.
Oh boy, Brooke Hogan, $200. Oh come on, you know
$20 to get one from Ming Chen.
This is the most hilarious sellout, perhaps I've ever seen since Dial a Star.
This is the best.
Greedo, Paul Blake.
Paul Blake.
Who? Greedo. You know how. Greedo from Star Wars.
35.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 35 pounds. If you look in the actors section and expand it to all.
It gets even worse. You can get them from lookalikes.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Look at this Lennon lookalike. So, 15 pounds. Okay, so apparently he's British. But look at that. Do you not look at anything like
Hello,
Lennon?
This is John Lennon.
Hello.
Right Hello, John Lennon of the Beatles.
Look at this Stevie Wonder lookalike.
Where's Stevie?
Right here. The guy looks kind of... Oh, my God. The De Niro's even worse.
Oh, that's horrible. How much does that cost? Is that Robin Williams?
That's funny. You think it's Robin Williams? I thought that was Quentin Tarantino. It is Robin Williams. Amy Winehouse. Michael, now that looks like Jackson.
It does. We can't call these people, though, can we?
No, you got to buy a video message from them.
Oh, how stupid. Oh, how Ricky Gervais lookalike. Ah, God. Oh, man.
This is the best. Oh, there's an intro. Can you play the intro video, Jay? I want to see what kind of corny things they say. There's got to be examples.
Talk about selling out. Oh, my God. What a sellout.
Oh, my God. I wish. I want
oh, what a sellout. Oh, my God. Frightening.
I kind of want to. How do we get on here?
We might have a chance.
Personal video message for yourself, or as a gift for someone else.
Just see how excited the people are looking at the message.
Yeah. Birthdays, proposals, weddings, and much more. Enter your details about yourself so the celebrity can record a personal video message, especially for you, including details such as your name, age, birthday, hobbies, or whatever else you include. As soon as the video has been recorded, you'll get an email with your link so you can share it on social media or download and keep it. Celebrities record videos as and when they can, usually within 2 weeks. But if you want a video for a specific
date, 2 weeks, I want it now.
Like arrive in time. You can cancel it.
Takes 2 weeks to get Chad?
At the click of a button. There are hundreds of celebrities to choose from and many more joining every day. Search by category or genre. Buy a gift voucher, get updates and offers, and encourage your favorite celebrities to join so they can connect with fans in a fun and unique
encourage
way.
Encourage your favorite celebrities to join?
I will every time I talk to a celebrity now.
For yourself or for someone else.
Wow.
Can you imagine like Rodman's agent going, yeah, Dennis, there's not too much coming in. I don't get too many offers anymore. You've been out of the league for quite a while. So we have found this little system where you can make a recording, a message, a happy birthday, congratulations on your marriage. You make $500 for a 30-second message. This should bring in about, 10, 12 of these a month to bring in $5,000-$6,000 and at least might pay the light bill, you know?
Earn them in.
Of course, I got to take my 15%.
Because he already signed him up. He didn't even ask him.
But you know, Rodman never shows up to do his. He probably
no,
just
that's why it takes 5 weeks. I clicked on actors. I honestly don't know 90% of these people. Yeah. Dallas Peplo, actor, reality star.
How
ever
many
heard
people,
of Dallas Peplo?
How many people would request this guy? How much does he cost?
$25.
So he'd be lucky if he got three a month. That'd be $75 a month.
I'm like flummoxed by this. I wonder. I'm going to Google him. I bet you he doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
In other words, you cannot fathom who this person is.
No.
They've only got 103 actors, but they have 185 wrestlers.
How much is Gary Busey?
500.
Dallas Peplo is from Kitchener, Ontario.
Kevin Sorbo.
I know. You
mentioned him, but still.
This guy has no... He has nothing in his bio.
A portion of the proceeds go to charity, though.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy.
A portion.
How much does Kevin Sorbo cost?
40.
You know, between this and going through Rich Little's his merch,
sad, isn't it?
It's beyond sad. It's so grim.
Dallas Peplo has an IMDb page, but it doesn't. He hasn't been in anything.
Tanya Tate's got huge tits, but I have no idea who she is.
For $40.
$40 for Tanya Tate? Who's Tanya Tate?
Who are you? Oh, my gosh. Here's Dallas Peplo's full bio. He has a resume on IMDb.
What's a cosplayer?
They dress up like characters, and you act it out.
Like, oh, God. Yeah, you know, oh, my God.
Costume play. Do you want to know about Dallas Peplo?
Oh, yeah.
He is a male, 6'1", 180, age range. He can play anywhere between 22 and 35.
Well.
Physique, athletic. Voice type, baritone. put baritone in there twice. His only credit is the Project Guatemala, where he played himself.
Oh.
What is that?
I can't imagine.
Listen, here's his performance skills. And once again, there's a little redundancy in this. Performance skills: whistling, voiceover, host, impressionist, motorcyclist, improvisation, comedian, improvisation, whistling, voiceover, host, impressionist, motorcyclist, comedian. Yeah, like the same thing. How many times do you have comedian in some form of impression or improvisation in there? Wow.
Oh, man. This is so sad. I'm just imagining these people desperately trying to get by. Now, they have to have the nicest clothes, the nicest cars. They have to live in nice houses. They have to keep up the appearance. And yet they're on, what's this call again?
It gets worse.
Celebrity video message. Yeah, celebrity video message is really helping me keep up appearances.
It gets worse. I looked at I looked at this dude's Twitter page, and all it is the thing to get a video message from. He just retweets it like every day.
Oh boy, Elaine Presley. Who's Elaine Presley?
Never heard of her. Never heard of her.
And I have no idea who she is. I'm looking her up.
Never heard of that person. Like, honestly, Sorbo and Busey are the only two names I know. And Busey's doing it for $500 as well. There's a lot of people that are like Power Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they're in a costume. It could be anybody in a costume doing it.
If you look at the musician section, Mark.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That could be quite hilarious.
Like, name anybody.
Oh, really? That bad, Jay?
At least, unless I'm just out of touch.
Coolio. You know Coolio, Gangster's Paradise? He's the first one listed. $100. $100. I got to say, based on what I've seen on this page, Coolio could raise his price.
What's Coolio? $100?
$100.
Elaine Presley just came up on Google. She's a singer. She's 56 years old, and I've never heard of her.
Oh, Brooke Hogan.
Samantha Fox. I forgot. She's back in the...
Oh, Samantha Fox is on here?
Yeah.
Oh, how much?
50 pounds.
50 pounds? So she's got to get, like... 20 of these to make a grand a month. I mean, this is really bumming me out, imagining these people trying to. I mean, I feel bummed out that we're trying to hustle this podcast. This is worse. Way worse.
Let's see what models.
Not to mention the fact that, can't you see people going, hey, did you hear about what Elaine's doing? She's in that celebrity video message thing.
Times are tough. Joke.
Under the models, you got Tawny Katane.
Oh God! How much is Tawny Katane?
65.
Sorry, Tawny, or any family members.
Oh.
Angie.
Angie
Everhart.
Oh, really?
Angie Everhart?
Yeah, $25.
$25 for Angie.
She's like, I suck Stallone's dick. $25.
My favorite story about her is Stallone coming into the operating room. Remember that?
Well, she was getting implants and demanding they be bigger.
I want bigger. Tara Patrick's on here. Remember that chick? Yeah, one of the bitch. Worst interviews
the
I ever had.
Bitch.
She wants,
because they sent us the wrong movie, and so she was mad because we were asking about the wrong movie that she sent us.
Mindy Robinson. Never heard of her.
Oh, boy. I tell you, the world of celebrity is a really horrible, horrible place.
It's quite depressing.
Isn't it?
Bobby Brown's on here.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah, the ex-wife. Who was she married to? She was married to
That was married to Winger. Winger?
Yeah, yeah.
Janie Lane.
Janie Lane. Thank you, Jay. Yeah. I should have heard you the first time.
But she spills like crazy.
She's the one whose book I read. I read half her book in the bookstore.
Jasmine St. Clair's on here. Is Jasmine St. Clair?
It's the 500. She fucked 500 guys in a row.
We interviewed her.
Yeah.
Let's get something from her.
You know, I couldn't really afford to get you the best video message, but I did get you this chick who's been fucked by 500 guys in one day. She gives a real nice message. I mean, she's really sincere and stuff.
She's the one that went home and had sex with her boyfriend that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we asked her. Oh, it was 620, remember? Because she goes, after I went home and fucked my boyfriend, 621.
Oh. She's aged pretty well.
Hey, here's one for Maz because he loves horses.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it jockey. Richard Dunwoody.
Oh, God. Oh, wait a sec, Jay.
Greg Olson of the Orioles is on there.
Is he really?
Yes.
Jay, you can click on the people and hear a sample.
Ooh.
What do you want to hear?
Here, well, turn me up if you
want. I don't want to hear Jasmine St. Clair.
I got her up. It's only 8 seconds. That's it? That's not...
Lenny Dykstra's on here.
Is he really?
Yes.
What's he doing now?
Well, the book sales are going to end pretty soon.
$38?
Is that part of his stock tip formula he got that out of?
Oh, pop me up again. Here's one that actually has a sample.
Well, I hear it's somebody's birthday, and I just wanted to say, hi, happy birthday. My name's Tawny Katane, and I'm one of your biggest fans.
Fake!
By the way, you love Florida? I'll be down there doing an 80s in the park.
Oh, can we
hang out?
Coachella kind of thing for
wait,
rock music.
Wait
come
a sec.
See me.
Bullshit!
Again.
You just paid her to plug her event.
What a crock of shit that
she
is.
She just plugged her appearance.
As if the person plugged Tawny Katane because they're a huge fan of hers, when actually it was because she's one of the cheaper people on there, and they just thought she might be remembered for the Whitesnake videos.
Oh, my
thought
goodness.
Some guy might pop a five-eighths of a Woody.
You know what's funny? I haven't seen Chad on here yet.
Check it out, Drew.
Oh, Terrell Owens!
Really?
Yes.
300. Although his status is currently unavailable.
What? He's currently unavailable with that.
Talk to Chad Tulik from Tila Tequila.
Get Chad. A personal video message for yourself.
I found Chad, and that's all he says in the beginning. Is,
Chad Tulik from Tila Tequila.
Get a
Chad.
Oh, boy. From Tila Tequila?
Wait, Jay Pump. This one has a bunch of samples on it.
Personal video message for yourself or as a gift for someone else. For personal connections, shout-outs, birthdays.
Oh, never mind. It's the same thing here.
When was the Tila Tequila show on? Wasn't it about 8 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So when you...
More than eight, right?
Introduce yourself as being from Tila Tequila. I mean, that seems like it's a pretty loose connection. I mean, I like Chad. He's a good guy, but... We got to get him a new credit.
It's 2007.
9 years.
Yeah, 2007 to 2008.
Oh, boy. There's somebody else. I don't know if this...
Hello, Darcy. This is Christian Okoye.
Get him! Christian Okoye!
Yes. You're going to have the Nigerian nightmare send you a message.
I mean, you do wonder, you know, how do these athletes get by? The big money's gone. They've been out of the game for quite a while. They downsized a little bit. You know, they sold the big house. But, you know, they still got a pretty hefty mortgage to pay. And what kind of stuff do they do to get by? You know, because you can't go to an autograph show every weekend.
Oh, boy. All right. Ready? First one.
Yeah.
All right, John. Yeah. Your mother-in-law, Sue, she's a...
This is the Ricky Gervais lookalike.
Met her down Chasers. Last night she said, oh, can you do a message for John? It's his birthday.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, I love him. You did well there, mate. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't look
feet
like him.
Under the table. Well done. But happy birthday and enjoy it.
Because he basically just has a British accent.
Ooh.
Should we hear the Robin Williams?
Yes.
Because you know it's going to be
manic.
Way over the top. And then we got to listen to Jackson. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jackson, yeah.
Hello, I'm Robin Williams. Happy birthday to you, okay? Let's make some noise. Beep! Beep! And balloons, look, helium. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Follow the Albic round, bitch. Oh, and what birthday would be complete without Mom? Come on, Mom, get into the fun now.
Oh, my gosh.
I need a drink and a Valium.
Fell down.
Just kidding. Ah! Happy birthday.
Oh, boy. Was that voice a little Scottish?
He does a Scottish accent.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear John Lennon?
Yes, I do.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
Hi, Claire. It's just a big happy birthday I'm sending you to you today.
Sound like John Lennon at all.
From your mother. Wishing you all the best. I'm just
not
about
even
to go on for
close.
But I'd just like to say, have a great day. Okay? Happy birthday, Claire. Okay? Okay? Great.
Have a great day.
That is ridiculous.
Have
a great day. All these are on YouTube, by the way, and that one had 260 views.
Heads up for Jasmine St. Clair of the Jasmine 500.
No, that's the one I played that has no audio.
That's right. Fuck, come on, St. Clair.
No one's bought her yet.
Hey, give me 20, St. Clair.
Looking for Hulk Hogan. See if we get a...
Hey, brother. Hey, brother, I can do it. Yeah, hey, brother, happy birthday.
We didn't hear Gary Busey, did we?
No.
Here's Jackson.
Hi, Tracy. Mom wanted me to send a message to you. I want to wish you a happy birthday.
I think I appreciate
it. Have a wonderful day.
Scottish.
And God bless you.
Holy crap. That guy put forth no effort to do Jack. That's not Jackson.
He just talked really softly.
Hi, Tracy. Mom wanted me to send a message to you.
Mom wanted me to send a message
to
you.
A happy birthday.
This is
Michael Jackson.
That's how he said birthday.
And, God bless you.
This is Michael Jackson, in case you didn't know for my
accent. Didn't say I love you. Why didn't say I love you if he's doing Jackson?
I don't know.
My shoulder.
Hello, Julian. This is Gary Busey.
Get a personal video message for yourself.
Yeah, some of them just have that quick start.
Sucks.
Here's Stevie Wonder.
Hi there, Sophie. This message comes from Roger, your boyfriend. Roger says that he loves you very much. And he just wants to say, just called to say I love you. And it means it from the bottom of his heart.
Everyone sounds a little Scottish to me. What's going on?
I got to tell you, he does a good job looking off camera.
How did we descend into such grimness today? How did this happen?
Tila Tequila. You start with Tila Tequila, it all goes downhill.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Just want to invite you to a thing. It's not the thing you think, it's another thing. Somebody's getting a little bit, you know, I don't want to say, but, you know.
I gotta admit, not a bad De Niro.
It's an invitation. Guys only. No females. Plenty of snacks. Maybe a little bit of je ne sais fucking quoi. Pardon my French.
De Niro.
Nice.
De Niro lookalike. That's a language for De Niro lookalike.
Hello, Warwick Davis here. Now, you may recognize me from all of your favorite TV shows and films, including but not limited to Star Wars, Harry Potter, Willow, Labyrinth, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Chronicles of Narnia, Idiot Abroad, Life's Too Short,
Doctor Who,
Game of Thrones.
I'm excited for this one. If you guys want to buy me one, buy me Warwick's.
Such a long list, Stephen, I forget. Anyway. Done a lot of work, but you know, would you like a video message? It could be for a friend, for you, a relative, a neighbor.
He can't do anymore. Warwick can't do anymore.
Teacher, banker,
why?
Baker,
turn off. This is fooling people. They're going to think they can buy this and they can't.
Why can't he do anymore?
Oh no.
Bummed out.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think, is this the worst?
Jim Leyritz is on here.
Oh God. He hit one home run in a World Series game. That's the only reason people remember him.
Well, they also remember him from the drunk
driving. From he killed someone in a drunk driving accident after his career was over.
Homer Bush, remember him? That guy was like a great minor league player that was supposed to be the next big Yankee. Never did anything.
And he's on here?
Yeah. Oh, here's some Big Brother stars.
Such as?
I'm going to try and play it if it works.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel Riley from Big Brother and The Amazing Race.
Great job. Is she the one that got in fights with her husband all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's a total load.
There's Greedo.
Hello, Sterling. Yes, you, Sterling, over there in Worcester, Ohio. This is Paul Blake here, Greedo from Star Wars A New Hope.
Get him.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if they... That guy, he probably gets three to tape at once.
Yeah, well, that's why it takes 5 weeks. They give him... everything on one day, he just cranks them out.
I mean, I'm actually a little depressed after going through this. This is the ugliest cash-in you've ever seen, isn't it? Have you ever seen anything uglier?
Easily the worst.
No. I mean, it would be so embarrassing. You have to really have pretty much given up when you sign up for this. Mm-hmm. It's basically you're saying, I'll do anything. I will do anything for cash.
There's people on here from Dating Naked. Remember that show?
Nobody watches that show. It's
well,
such
not only
a-
that, but they're one-offs. You're on there for once, and then you're gone.
Oh, my God. You gotta
I got to close this. I'm going to be on this
Yeah,
all
I know. We got to go anyway. We've been on too long. It's 2 hours.
Wow.
Jay had to do a bunch of work before the show to get us set up so that our mobile site now, when you clicked previously, you had to hit view full site.
Yeah.
And now you go right to the site. No intermediate steps. Although, actually, do you have to view the full site? Do you have to click, or is the whole thing right there, right away?
Whole thing's right there.
All right, there you go. It's all there. No questions. The donate button's there. The merch button's there. How's the merch doing, Mark? Have we done more since you started?
Real quick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have. Let me just refresh. 193 orders.
It's amazing.
I can see. I see you. I can see it's you out there. The last person to buy something, Ken Richardson. I see what you got, Ken Richardson.
What did Ken buy?
He bought the shirt. The shirt. The black shirt seems to be going well.
Sweet.
You want to know who the first person to buy something was?
Sure.
Dale Vanderfort. Bought it at 3:11 p.m., so that's about 3 minutes after you mentioned it.
Yeah.
He said, screw this live video. I'm buying stuff.
Roll through. Anybody buy a bunch of them?
Oh, yeah. There's some big orders, some large orders, and we're very thankful for them. Cannot thank people enough.
Remember, if you missed it, I don't know how you would have because you've been listening to this whole podcast probably, but the merchandise button is right on the mobile site when you get there, or if you go on your computer, hit the merchandise, you'll go into the store. If you're a chick and you want a gray t-shirt with the V-neck, it's right there. If you're a dude, we got the black t-shirt with the logo. We've got the hoodie. The shirts are $19.99. The hoodie's $35, and the knit cap is, what, $14.99. Mm-hmm. All contain the Drew and Mike logo podcast.
Not to mention you can see Mark modeling.
Oh, yeah. I thought I looked pretty good. Yeah. Teebs bought a lot. My man Teebs that always posts. Teebs bought a quantity of six things. I hope he can fit his rock in there.
Remember, the store stays open until Monday night at midnight, and that's when we break the molds.
Yep.
That's when the contract ends with Logo Chick. So unless something can be negotiated, and I don't know, things are looking pretty grim right now. This could be the end. This could be the last merchandise that's ever available.
Could be. Never
know. This entity.
Well, these things will be the end of these things for certain.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to make us take our take the logo off the site and everything, too.
Just talk really, about that.
She's playing hardball.
She is. She's playing very. Yeah. Well, we talked to her lawyers. We didn't even get to talk to her. So.
Jeez.
Yeah, the guy called today. Say, I'm here representing Logo Chick. It's crazy.
TM, she trademarked that.
Yes, exactly. We actually, I shouldn't have called her that. I'm going to have to pay her. I think it's $1.99
or something. I honestly wish if we do this again or when we do this again that I seriously want to model the next group of them. I think it would be really funny. Brandon, by the way, is modeling for
what?
You didn't know that story?
Brandon's modeling?
Well, we're at 105.1. Another station in the building asked him to take a. I yelled at him for doing it too. Asked him to take a picture with their apparel on it. So
really?
There's a picture of him wearing roof apparel on his head.
What?
Yeah, it's the best, dumbest picture of Brandon, too. He's doing that face where he's just like, duh.
Brandon has a duh face?
But Brandon technically. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the t-shirt I have with Brandon's face on it, that's a total duh face.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what Brandon hammered at his bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really funny.
One of my favorite t-shirts.
No, I love that t-shirt. I wish I had one.
It was my Christmas present from him that year.
Oh, you're... I don't know if I ever got one of those.
No. Well, he knew I'd wear it but you would wear it, too.
Oh, I'd wear the hell out of it.
I got to see if I can find this picture of him. I hope it's still up there of him modeling. Oh, it's going to be up here. Hang on. Oh, maybe not. No, doesn't look like it. Oh, this stuff's expensive. Yikes. Oh.
Oh, the riff wear?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the one that's at the station.
Well, and you know, nobody's breaking the mold over there. They got plenty more. Where that's coming from. They probably got cutouts and extras. And we're about to lose our mold in 3 days, so our stuff can only be purchased until Monday at midnight. And then, who knows? We may not even be able to use our names after that. We may have to change our names, all new logos, merch.
Here it is. I found it. He's got the beanie on, the riff beanie. Look at that picture. That's Brandon's That's Brandon's entry into modeling.
Pushing his eyes. Why are his eyes so wide open?
Who knows?
It's crazy.
Who knows?
He looks like a madman.
That's great. That's so funny. It's his. That is his modeling picture. See, I wish we could model him next time.
Oh, we're definitely using him. Well, he'll be the knit cap model, since that seems to be his specialty.
I will model like a size small shirt. I think that would be hilarious. I mean, my face has to be cut off like all these models, but I will put on
the size. Cut him off at the lips.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Once we reach our $7 million goal.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for everybody who has ordered. Can you believe this many people in such a short time?
And no, of course, you guys, I mentioned listeners are rabid. It's really cool.
You guys are crazy.
It's huge.
What's wrong with you that you want to listen to this so badly? But
bigger than you even know.
We're over 1,000. Well, we've got to be near 1,000 or close to over 1,000 donations. We're hoping to, well, I don't know. I don't know how realistic this is anymore. I was hoping to get close to 15%, and then we kind of lowered it to 10%. But honestly, if we never get another one, we've done pretty damn well. Yeah.
It's huge.
But yeah, we'd like to see that donut button get hit a few more times.
On this Thanksgiving, I'd like to send out the sincerest gratitude to listeners for keeping
us. Right. We have so many things to be thankful for.
Did that sound genuine? I have a problem sounding genuine.
It's not easy. In this room, it's very difficult. No, we are very thankful.
It is genuine, yeah.
We are. For all the people who want to keep this thing going and have donated generously. I mean, really generously. We do have some one percenters in listening to the show, I'm afraid.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with being a one percenter, especially if you are using your position to keep this thing going. And again, the merch is just killing it, so... Thank you so much. I know it's the holiday season. You're spending lots of money, but whatever you're able to do. And I will repeat, too, those who can't afford to participate in the create revenue department for the podcast, we do appreciate your listening. It helps us. Hopefully it'll help us with advertisers. And we're trying to make this thing as big as we possibly can. Damn it, there's new listeners every day, too. Is our arrow still going up, Jay? Did someone listen to the first podcast in the last few days? Because that's the first sign we have a new listener. They listen to the first podcast. We know that's a new person. And virtually every day, someone is listening to every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised people listen to the first one because it's Mike and I. And Mike's not on now, but he was on then. It was the first time he'd done a show with me, or we'd done one together for a long time. So I'm... You know, it's nice that people do that. They go listen to the first one. But then I figure they'd skip ahead to now.
Still have somebody on May 5?
Yeah, right there.
May 3. May 3.
Hey.
Oh,
wait,
four people listened to it yesterday.
Yeah, today's pretty sweet.
Today?
Today, yeah. That's today.
And there's five listening to which one is that? May 11th or something?
May 6th.
Okay.
There's one.
There is basically one person for almost every show.
That's really cool.
At least one.
Maybe it's the same person every day. Just re-listening.
It's okay. We get credit.
We'll take it.
I doubt it's the same person.
Yeah, almost every single day.
And then you get into June and August, and there's three or four for every episode of the day of every day of the month. It's just weird. They're actually catching up. But we do see more of a bounce on that first show. Tends to have a bunch of people there. And then I do think a lot of those people skip ahead and they get with the current thing. But there are more bodies coming in every day. We hit 25,000 for the first time. Last Tuesday, the show with Zip. And, we got a lot of great comments on that. And Mark
That's
Patrick,
cool.
TC. People
That's
love
really
that.
Cool.
Mickey Redman and Skin, of course. I'm going to see Skin at the Lions game on Thanksgiving, so it's always nice to have. Skin gets an ooh.
Yeah.
Should get an ooh, actually. He is an international star now. I mean, it's amazing how big he is.
Great guy.
So,
you know, it's funny. We posted that picture, and there were a lot of comments that were like, hey, that's what Skin looks like.
I know. I was surprised by that.
I mean, why would you ever know what he looked like? Now, of course, people were like, I thought he'd be a lot pervier.
Yeah, I think they're surprised because he does look pretty normal.
He's very normal.
Chicks dig him. I remember back in his singles days, chicks were digging Mr. Skin. I don't know if it was all that nudity or...
And that's easily what it was.
All the people buying all that nudity? I don't know what it was. No. Actually, he is kind of a chick magnet. He's happily married, but just saying. Anyway, have a great holiday, everybody. And we're going to do this thing Friday. Do you guys want to do one Friday?
I don't think I can Friday.
You can't? What about Jay?
No. I mean, you can do it.
Well, I'm just asking Jay. No, if you can't do it, it's okay. It's optional.
I'm asking Jay. You know, just kind of shove Mark out of the picture. I can. I got a buddy that needs help moving Friday and that weekend, Friday, Saturday. But
what
I'm
kind
not,
of buddy is asking Jay to help him move? Doesn't he know Jay has 19 jobs?
It better be a dead body.
I won't.
He needs to move.
Jeez.
He just needs some help moving. So, but yeah, we can do something for sure.
On Friday?
I think so.
Seriously? Okay. Well,
I mean,
you're welcome.
If it's a later in the evening.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Well, if it's super late, I could do it. I mean, I don't know if you want to go super late.
Well, let's see what Jay's schedule looks like. Because I'm open. I can do whatever you guys want. I have no life.
You want to do it tomorrow? Super late?
No. Tomorrow?
For the people that live to listen Friday.
Oh, you mean the after the Lions game?
Yeah.
No, I can't. We can't do that tomorrow. And tomorrow we got it.
So it was super late.
Come
on. Jay was dying to get out of the house.
I don't think Jay wants to get out of the house that bad. I don't think anyone does.
By the way, I don't know if you saw in the stats here, we do have a way, too, of seeing like how each episode does.
Oh, we do?
So like on the May 3rd episode, for example.
Yeah.
See the numbers here? This is how many per month.
Oh. Well, that's pretty fascinating. Because, you know, the first day when it happened, I don't know how many people listened, maybe 7,000, 8,000. People had trouble getting in. The site was brand new. Everything was brand new.
Yeah, because the service provider wasn't anticipating that much traffic.
Right.
You know, so it crashed the site. Yeah, so they had to like totally, you know, expand the bandwidth. So it's fine now. But, yeah, there's in May alone, 11,651 people listened to that first episode just in May. And there's been some.
Oh, and then how about like August, September?
August, 430. September, 420. 183 in October. 137 so far in November. So people still listen to that.
So we were getting
episode.
Like 10 a day in October and September. More than 10 a day. For the first episode. That's just weird. What are you doing, Jason Moss, over there?
You want to do one Saturday?
What's his big line? What's Jason Moss
doing? Saying?
I have no idea.
You want to do one Saturday? I'll either be dead silent in pure anger, or I'll be talking way too much out of pure excitement.
Well, Saturday, except we're doing one Sunday.
Doing one Saturday.
Oh, good, good, good.
Because I'll either be rock hard and won't be able to think straight, or I'll be so depressed I won't want to say anything.
Well, it looks like Spate's playing, so.
Yes.
Feels a little, gives him a shot, I think. In the arm.
I think they have no chance.
Really?
Well, not no chance, but I really don't see them winning this game.
It'll be a tough game. I hope we see a good game. I just hope it's a really good football game.
Yeah, with a victory.
John Falk going to make his call? Although he can't.
Yeah. Matthew's sitting by the phone waiting after every game.
Have a great holiday, everybody.
Thank you.
See ya!